Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is November 28th. It is a Wednesday. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, there is surveillance video of a woman stealing a donation jar with money that was being donated to children. It happened at 11:45 a.m. on the Friday after Thanksgiving at Longitano's Pizza on the 700 block of Street Road in Upper South Campton in Bucks County. The donation jar was placed on the counter at the pizza shop and was collecting funds for autism awareness. Video released by police shows the woman wearing sunglasses and a heavy black coat with a scarf covering her face. The suspect is seen glancing over at the jar a couple of times and pacing a bit. She then pulls out a plastic bag from her coat. She walks up to the jar and quickly places it in the bag before walking out of the shop. Upper Southampton police believe the woman is in between 30 and 40 years old, and they're asking anybody who might have information. If you see the surveillance video, you might recognize her to please contact them.
So could you see her face at all?
She had like a scarf.
Okay.
You know, like a big coat that was kind of covering her, and then a
so
scarf.
So she kind of went in there maybe with that intention.
Oh, yeah.
She had a stealing bag with her.
She had a stealing bag with her,
There is, listen, stealing is stealing, but you just hope that maybe this lady was just down on her luck and just needed some money, that this wasn't a drug thing.
Right.
You automatically, and this isn't a Bucks County joke, that's an easy money for drug addicts. They do things like that. They try and target.
True. You always point out how they try to keep the change in your cup holder in a car, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all part of the deal.
Zip jars, all of that sort of stuff.
It's sad that, though, you know, charity sitting right there. People try, in good faith, putting their money in there, hoping to help make a change, and she robs the place.
Well, I think it was Nick's car years ago got broken into, and he did have a laptop in there that they took, but, like, they took the change from his cup holder in his car.
They took one of his hats, and we understand that the thief is using it as a blanket now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they did it to my car. And this was, 12 years ago, because it was literally the first time my wife and I went out after we had a baby, right? We got a babysitter. Oh, we're going to go out into the city.
Oh, man.
And I know, because I made eye contact with this guy. And I was like, it had to have been that guy. Broke the window, took maybe $1.25 of change. He left my wife's purse, golf clubs. There was so much in the car that he could have taken.
But he just saw
But he just went and grabbed the change.
And it's like this. Easy money right up on the counter.
And what pissed me off is there was glass shards in my car for months and months and months.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't go away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My window was broken as well, and there was glass in there forever. So if you recognize this woman in the surveillance video, contact the Southampton Police Department. Ex-Attorney General Kathleen Kane has been ordered to report to jail by 9 a.m. Friday to start her perjury and obstruction sentence. On Tuesday, prosecutors asked a county judge to revoke Kane's bail so that she will have to begin serving her 10 to 23-month perjury sentence. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office filed the request that argued that 52-year-old Kane is not entitled to bail now that the state Supreme Court has declined to take her up on the appeal.
It's so funny. There's so much corruption in politics and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
That I completely forgot about this story, and then I saw her on TV, and I'm like, oh, I remember that one.
That's another one. And what's your deal again? What are you up for?
Right. She gets pinched. She's got to be thinking oh man, there's so much.
Yeah, yeah.
How did I
get caught? Yeah. Two different appeal courts have reviewed her case, yet her judgment of sentence remains. District Attorney Kevin Steele said she received a fair trial. Her guilt was proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and now it is time for her to serve her sentence. Kane, a Democrat from Scranton, has been free for more than 2 years since she was sentenced for leaking the grand jury information and lying about it. She has remained out on $75,000 bail since her October 2016 sentencing on two counts of felony perjury and seven misdemeanors, including obstruction and conspiracy.
Well, they're saying she'll probably do on the lighter side of the sentence. They're not going to keep her in for the full one.
Right. But I mean, still.
Why was she out for so long after being sentenced?
Because she was appealing.
Okay.
So they were allowing her to stay out on bail while she
appealed. That's what they were hoping to do that with Cosby.
Right.
They were hoping to keep him out on appeal. Right. I mean, at his age, they could just keep running the appeal process and
nope.
Go for broke. Nope.
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 Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Kane, the first woman and first Democrat to be elected as Pennsylvania's attorney general, resigned from office after her conviction. She argued before Superior Court that she should have been allowed to use evidence of a pornographic email scandal that rocked the state's judicial community, as well as evidence related to the Jerry Sandusky child molestation case that her former, and I don't know what the end of the sentence is because it's not there. So
there you go.
She's going to jail.
But you know what? My favorite kind of news is the Mad Libs kind of news.
Yeah. Right,
seriously,
right.
Seriously, you?
Because of her involvement in a noun.
Yeah, exactly.
You figure out what the end of that is, okay? We're going to move on.
Pine tree?
Yeah, pine tree, yes. An adjective tragedy on the rails today.
Squishy.
Yeah.
I'll just give you the adjective. I'll give you the parts of speech and you just add them in there.
Listen, we're doing things on the fly. We're in an alien environment here.
Let's do that soon. Let's take a legitimate news story, Kathy, and you'll take out certain adjectives and nouns, and we'll fill them in.
We'll just make sure the news is on the lighter side.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. A malfunctioning sensor and an automated response from the aircraft software blocked pilots' efforts to control a doomed Indonesian flight that went careening into the sea, a preliminary report released by investigators
horrible.
On Wednesday. Yeah, terrible.
You see what this was? The safety system.
Yes.
Was causing it to dip, to dive down, like the automatic pilot of sorts.
So
was making
it
do it.
It basically kicked in to take over the plane, and the pilots couldn't.
They were fighting
back.
It. Yeah, they were fighting it.
That's terrible.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
The report, which stopped short of determining the cause of the crash or analyzing findings, chronicles the chaotic moments on the Lion Air flight before it crashed into the sea, killing all 189 on board. It details how sensors and other equipment were checked and fixed before the aircraft's final flight, but not the angle of attack sensor, which measures where the nose is pointing and was showing erroneous readings throughout the short time the plane was airborne. With the sensor insisting the nose was too high, an automatic feature kicked in, sending the plane plunging downward as pilots wrestled to regain
control. So they weren't doing a damn thing wrong. It was the mechanical aspect of the plane that just took over and killed them all.
Yeah. Unable to trust their readings, the pilots resorted to asking air traffic control what the speed and altitude were. Lion Air Flight 610 plunged into the Java Sea on October 29th, just after taking off from the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, killing the 8 crew members and 181 passengers on board, including a child and 2 infants. The crash appears to have been caused by a mix of brand new technology and cockpit confusion as the pilots fought to gain altitude after the early morning takeoff. Yeah, terrible. All right, let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
In their first game after firing Ron Hextall, the Flyers lost again. Brady Tkachuk scored twice in the third period, and Matt Duchene scored the eventual winner with 2:59 left, lifting the Senators to a 4-3 comeback win. The Flyers coughed up a 3-1 lead over the final 6.5 minutes of the third period and lost for the 6th time in 7 games. Tkachuk made it 3-2 late in the third and tied it on a tip-in with 6:31 remaining. With under 3 minutes to play, the Flyers turned it over in their end, and Duchene battled the puck out of midair past Phantoms backup goalie Anthony Stolarz for the win. The Flyers are off until Saturday when they'll travel to Pittsburgh to play the Penguins. The Sixers are back home tonight with a game against the New York Knicks. The Sixers are 14-8 in third place in the Eastern Conference, while the Knicks lost to the Detroit Pistons last night and dropped 7-15. Tip-off tonight is at 7 o'clock. The Washington Redskins claimed linebacker Reuben Foster off waivers from the San Francisco 49ers 3 days after he was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor domestic violence. Foster was subsequently placed on the commissioner's exempt list, meaning he cannot practice or attend games, but he can be at the team's facility for workouts, meetings, and other permitted non-football activities. The NFL will continue to review the matter, and there is no guarantee that Foster will ever play for the team. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yes.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Midweek, we're already here. Day number 3 of the Camp Out for Hunger in the heart of the South Philadelphia Sports Complex right here at Xfinity Live in the parking lot. We got a nice group here already this morning at 6:20 a.m. Yes, correct.
It's legitimately standing room only right now.
It is standing room only. We are attempting something later on this morning. We're going to get to it in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
It will be the first ever Preston and Steve wedding taking place. And like all things in Preston C fashion, we try to overdo it a
yes.
little bit.
We always try to exceed our capabilities.
Yeah, so
which is not hard to do.
So we have 60 couples that are getting
yes.
married today. 120 people joined in wedded bliss in matrimony right here live on the air at the Camp Out for Hunger.
And I think in nary minutes they're going to be signing all the paperwork and getting everything
yep.
in place so that once they leave this tent, as we've said often, they will be legitimately legally married.
I was just over in Xfinity Live, Stephen. They're starting to get set up
starting
now.
Starting to get set up? Yes. Awesome.
So some of the brides and grooms have begun to arrive already.
They are here, so somebody will actually get married today.
Somebody will all actually right. get married. Right. I found two.
Yeah, good. Verification
yes.
that will indeed.
Qualifies yeah. as a mass wedding.
That's right.
I ran into a girl yesterday after the show who eloped in Las Vegas last week.
Yeah.
And she's like, man, it was before we had announced this. She's like, I totally would have done it. She's like, we eloped.
Well,
we totally would have.
We actually met a couple last night who came out early to sort of spy the whole area. A
couple of bikers.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
I met the mother of a bride as well.
Yeah.
And what she said to me was, I guess they're doing this.
She's psyched about it.
Yeah. What mother wouldn't want their daughter to be married in a parking lot?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
With Chewbacca here.
Yeah.
But we do have Chewbacca up front here, but we had kind of it was the rehearsal dinner last night.
Yes, yeah.
Which was us just standing around eating food and drinking beer.
Huge tray of chips.
Yeah, but it was perfect for this whole thing. But we do have, yes, Reverend Patrick and Reverend Joe from the Philly Wedding Company that are facilitating all the paperwork and conducting the ceremony.
Listen, if you're looking for a kitschy sort of, you know, thing to do, people go out to Las Vegas all the time and they get married by Elvis and Elvis yeah. impersonators.
I've been right.
What's the difference?
Yeah. And don't forget that if things don't work out, we do have our advertisers, Cordell and Cordell,
yes.
that can handle the divorce.
I may not be licensed to practice in your tent.
Right. They can handle the divorce proceedings.
Yeah.
Actually, our house band, Drop Dead Sexy, said next year they'll come back and they'll play a divorce party.
There you go, why not?
Just in case. So.
It'd be just as raucous.
We may very well be doing that, but we're shooting for about 8:15, and there are a lot of people that are helping out with this. I'll just name check a couple of them. Steven Singer is offering up some
yes.
wedding bands. We're going to give those away. Creeble's Custom Bakery has, you guys are going to love it because we're going to have cake for everybody here today. Course Photography. We have a special wedding party. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We have Make Me Blush doing the hair and makeup.
Ooh, I use Make Me Blush all the time.
Flowers are handled by Cameron Peters Flowers and Wild Garden Flowers. And we have the Show Oppose photo booth that will be here. And we have some J.L. Johnson bridal veils. I didn't know we had
yes.
that.
Yeah.
You know what? So just a real quick story about them. So Ariel Bridal in
yes.
Amblers, who gave those to us. But the designer of the veil actually knows about the camp out. They're in Dakota. And they know about the camp out, and they were like, we want to be involved. And they sent their real deal veils.
Wow, because we were going to buy a whole bushel of them off Amazon.
Well, so I said, yeah.
buck a piece.
I couldn't get them shipped in time. They were being made in China. And these are like real deal veils that are being sold in bridal stores.
Wow.
Which Dakota, north or south?
Where are they? North yeah. Dakota.
North Dakota.
Fanning.
Will you and Marissa wear one just for fun?
Sure.
I don't think we'll ever see Marissa in one. This will be the only time.
One.
So yeah, we should all wear a veil.
Because we forgot to get the tuxes.
That's one thing I was telling Steve last night, Casey. I regret that we didn't
really
care to have our tuxes, and we're not going to be formal enough.
I kombucha. You have our
just jackets is what we need.
Yeah. I you know what, maybe I can get that done. What do we got?
If not, I'll wear a veil.
I'll wear a veil or a tuxedo jacket.
Anything. Something to spruce up.
I mean, we pulled a lot of this together super quickly.
It's the one last little detail we didn't have.
One of the florists emailed us on Monday, and she was like, hey, I want to just come down and visit the Camp Out for Hunger. And I said, well, somebody else dropped out. Would you be able to help out? So these people are giving of their time, of their efforts, and certainly of their supplies
you
to
know
be
what?
Part of this.
Nick, it shows the power of love.
It does.
Yep, it does. And we're hungry for love.
Hungry
that's
for love.
What it is right here on the show.
We're all set with large trays of potato chips.
Oh my God.
As love goes.
Mission Barbecue brought us like 50 pounds of potato chips last night. We got to bring those out.
You and I were sitting on the couch watching some stupid show and we're just in this huge.
Just methodically chewing potato chips.
You know, that's what you eat at the camp out.
Yeah.
Like hot chocolate and potato chips.
So anyway, speaking of that, we are going to have breakfast this morning. Let me see who's serving up breakfast today. Casey, where is that?
There.
Oh, Star Restaurants.
Yeah.
Steven Star Restaurants. And they have gift cards from Star Restaurants, redeemable at 37 Star locations. It's a great gift. Everyone can enjoy. Of course, we got hot coffee from Dunkin' Donuts all morning long. Free massages inside the tent from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And I'll tell you more about lunch and all those other things that are taking place. We do have some things that are happening later on this afternoon, but I'll get to that in a little bit because we need to take a break now.
Yes.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most fun bands you're going to find here at the Camp Out for Hunger is on stage this morning. Drop Dead Sexy is our house band. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a second. Come and be a part of this.
Yeah.
Camp Out for Hunger, day 3 on 93.3 WMMR.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Cool gifts are what Worldwide Stereo is all about. Wrap a genuine surprise and wow someone all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com.
Hey gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind if you get them a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And there's a special offer. You can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
I hate Steven Singer. You know why? At Steven Singer Jewelers, everyone gets the perfect price. No coupons, no sales, no negotiating. Just the perfect price every day. Feel great about buying a diamond. Visit Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right. Yes, Kathy Romano, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to mention Drop Dead Sexy. Paul, Ducky, John, Scott, Justin, and Dave are the band members, and they got a gig coming up on Friday night. They'll be playing at Odds in Washington Township, and then on Saturday, PJ Willihans and Cherry Hill, and you want to check them out on Facebook, Drop Dead Sexy Band. You'll find them there, or you can check their website, dropdeadsexy.com. They're one of our favorites, and they will be our wedding band today as well.
They were practicing the wedding music earlier.
Yep.
Sounded sensational.
Yep, so we're excited about that taking place. Real quick, I do want to mention later on today in the afternoon, we try to have some stuff going on for you. We will have members of the Flyers stopping by.
Yes.
Cool. We were really hoping that they were going to win last night.
It looked like they were.
It did. They had a rough go at the end there, but we're going to have who? Konechny and
Who scored last night? And
did.
JVR, James Van Riemsdyk, who's been to the camp out in the past, and Claude Giroux. We're working on the exact timing, so it's either going to be from 2 to 3 or 3 to 4, but those three guys will be here later today.
Yeah, and there's going to be a requirement if you want to get a picture with them.
Correct.
We can only allow, they only have an hour, so we can only do a few people, but it's going to involve donations. We want to spell that out now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's going to be, you have to make a donation of at least 50 pounds, and we want you to make that donation this afternoon. So if you have a 50-pound donation this morning, that's great, but if you're going to get the photo, you have to do that this afternoon, and we're going to start that registration at 1 p.m.
Okay.
So it's the first 50 people who show up with a 50-pound or more donation.
And we'll give you a wristband, and correct, you get a picture, but anybody can come in the tent and hang out and,
absolutely,
and see the guys. We
absolutely
have to interview them, so
yeah,
we appreciate their time to come down here and spruce up those afternoon hours, which are a little bit, that's when it slows down a bit, so it's great that they're coming over.
Today we have Pierre into Jackson, so that's going to be very cool.
Correct. All right, so stupid question this morning. Going to give away a pair of tickets to the Impractical Jokers, their second show at the Met, which is going to be on Saturday, January 19th. The question I have, and I'm trying to tie in our sponsors to the questions today. That is correct. So White Horse RV Center gave us the vehicle that we live in out here, so I'm going to do an RV trivia question.
All right.
What legendary RV is named after an American Indian tribe? 215-263 WMMR. What legendary RV is named after an American Indian or Native American tribe? Let's see if you know that answer. 215-263 WMMR. Call right now. Today is the 28th day of November. A lot of birthdays today. One of the hardest working drummers in the world of rock celebrates his birthday, and that is Matt Cameron. Soundgarden and Pearl Jam at the same time playing in those bands.
One hand playing for one band while the other one plays for the other. It's
and
astonishing.
Red Hot Chili Peppers as well, right, Nick? Did he play with them?
He may have subbed for them at some point, but
okay.
He just keeps working. And when he was hired by Pearl Jam, they said, okay, we're going to go on tour. Here's 110 songs you have to learn. And he did.
He's a machine. He's 56 years old today. John Stewart has a birthday. It would be great to get John Stewart here at the Camp Out for Hunger.
I know.
He's not far away.
He's right in Jersey. He actually, he and his wife do a lot of animal charity.
Yeah.
You know, he loves, he supports a lot of charities.
He's got time on his hands now.
And he's already said that he's a big, he has said on air that he's a fan of MMR. Used to listen to it all the time.
And Pierre Robert.
He still does,
specifically.
Yeah.
Maybe we should place the call. Or maybe.
Oh, we're working on Tom Hanks.
Maybe you should place a call if you know John
When
Stewart.
We talk to Tom Preston, maybe he can get John on the line and we can conference.
All right. He's 56 today. Yes, Case?
Well, we're friends with Paul Mercurio.
Yes.
He knows John Stewart.
He was one of the head writers.
Right.
Yes.
Well, let's get on that.
We have to move along.
All right. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, the actress. She was in movies like 10 Cloverfield Lane, Scott Pilgrim, Live Free or Die Hard, Fargo. Yeah, she's a stunner. She's 34 years old.
Who's she with?
Today.
She with Obi-Wan Kenobi. She's with the Colonel.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Really?
Yes, she is.
All right.
Wow. Good on both of them. Two good-looking people. They found each
other.
In a crazy world.
Mixed-up world. Obi-Wan Kenobi found her.
Yeah. I love this girl. I follow her on Instagram. Karen Gillan, who is from Guardians of the Galaxy.
She's great.
She's also in the Avengers films as well, at least the Infinity War.
Jumanji.
She plays Ruby Roundhouse
in
Jumanji.
Great.
And she's fantastic. I love her. 31 years old today. Judd Nelson.
Yeah,
celebrates his birthday today. Doing my salute. Nick hates that. You hate that at the end of the movie.
I just think it's one of my favorite movies. It's just a cheesy end to the movie. That's all right.
Well, hang on.
It gives me chills when I see
it. But what about the Emilio Estevez dance in the library scene?
That's totally acceptable.
That's totally acceptable?
Yeah. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
So is your issue that out of nowhere, not listening to anything, he just fist pumps?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's clearly aware of the movie when he does that?
Correct.
I got you.
That's all. Find it hard to believe that they actually had music pumping in that library. So every time I see that, I imagine that they're actually dancing to no music whatsoever.
Right. Here's the big thing. A lot of times in things like that, there is no music.
Right. Yeah. How did Vern not hear that and come rushing in all pissed?
Turn that down!
Yeah, exactly.
The door is much too heavy, sir.
I'd expect more from a varsity letterman. Judd Nelson is 59 today. The great Ed Harris. We had the awesome privilege of having him in the studio, and he was a super, super nice guy. What a great actor.
He was playing Beethoven?
Yeah, he was.
Yes, yeah.
Yep, but you know him from Apollo 13 and A Beautiful Mind, History of Violence, The Firm, the movie after movie after movie after movie, and Westworld.
And one of his first movies was actually right here in Pennsylvania. It was a movie called Night Riders about motorcycle guys who actually jousted. It was a George Romero movie.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, he's 68 today. Paul Schaefer. Late Show with David Letterman and legendary musician.
One of the funniest scenes in Spinal Tap he has where they have a big record signing event.
Yeah.
And he's like, kick me. Kick me in the ass.
Kick me in the ass.
I'm not asking. I'm telling.
And he was the guy behind the Blues Brothers.
He was.
He made all that happen with those guys.
And then got kicked out of it.
Did he really?
Yeah, Belushi didn't. Because he started to work on Gilda Radner's Broadway musical.
Oh. Okay.
So, so Belushi was pissed and said, you're not a real Blues Brother then.
He is 69 today. And then last birthday, a movie about this guy is coming out. Gary Hart.
It's out.
Celebrates his. Is it out already?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see it. He is 82 today. So the subject of that, and that's Hugh Jackman playing.
And we had Jason Reitman in the studio who directed it.
Oh, so them's there's your birthdays. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. And I'm trying to find out what legendary RV is named after an American Indian tribe. And I will go to the phone, see if we can get an answer. And we have. Did I accidentally click on that? No. All right. I have Steve on the line. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Steve. So what's legendary RV is named after a Native American tribe?
Winnebago.
That's correct, sir. Hang on just a second. Steve is going to get himself a pair of tickets to show number 2 of True TV's Impractical Jokers, Cranjus McBasketball World Comedy Tour, starring the Tenderloins, presented by the President Steve Show, Saturday, January 19th at 8 p.m. at the Met Philadelphia on North Broad. Tickets are on sale now via themetphilly.com.
There's a hilarious documentary, I believe it's called Winnebago Man, and it's about a guy who did a series of tutorial films for people who are going to sell Winnebagos, Preston.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first, it was like right along with the Star Wars kid. when all these viral videos started breaking about the outtakes of him trying to sell this thing and cursing.
I think I've seen it.
It's hilarious.
I haven't seen the documentary, but I've seen the outtakes.
They go to the guy and talk to him, and he's every bit the curmudgeon you would imagine him to be.
I got
to
see him. All right, 2 years ago, Amber Heard filed for divorce from Johnny Depp and was granted a temporary domestic violence restraining order against him. In a new interview with Glamour, she spoke out about assaults, women's rights, and her recent dive into politics. And she didn't mention Johnny by name, likely due to a non-disclosure agreement common in high-profile divorces. She had stated, when a woman comes forward, she will be met with skepticism, hostility, and shame. All a man has to do is point to an incentive. He will, or society will. Depp had denied allegations of abuse in 2017. He agreed to pay her $7 million as part of a divorce settlement, which she donated, all of it, to charities focused on women and children who she believes are undeserved.
Well, we saw the footage of him freaking out with his little cowboy outfit on. There were pictures that had surfaced of her looking a little battered. Yeah. We don't know if those were ever validated, but there was a lot there.
Meanwhile, Twitter gave her recent daring choice of red carpet headgear, which critics described as a fancy swim cap.
Yeah.
They gave it mixed reviews, with many likening the audacity of the look to Ezra Miller's head-turning triangular winter puffer coat at the Fantastic Beasts premiere a few weeks ago. I missed that
one. I saw it. It's pretty out there.
What, the coat?
What he was wearing to the premiere.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
He's apparently like a big fashion dude.
Okay.
So he always dresses like that. So that's what you expect. But it looks like she's wearing a lettuce on
like,
her head.
Like a bedazzled swim cap.
Yeah. She looks great.
But it was at the premiere of Aquaman.
Which makes sense. By the way, is getting sensational reviews.
Now, is it really?
It
looks great.
I thought it was. I was going to go see it anyway. I thought it was going to be a clunker, but
dude, the end of that trailer where he comes out in the orange and green.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Listen, Aquaman has always sort of floated, no pun intended, in the shallower end of the pool.
Well, this we're looking at a picture of this looks stupid.
What do you think about this guy?
You know what? I was going to say, I actually don't mind it. It's like an old school bathing cap.
Yeah. Well, it matches her eyes, too, which are, of course, green and beautiful.
I probably would have skipped the earrings, though. That's a little too much.
You don't think that it doesn't match the shower cap?
I mean, it's not like she wears a bathing cap in the movie.
Right. She has long, flowing red hair. Yeah.
You should have worn that to the wedding today, Kathy.
Oh, damn it.
She also delivered a witty repost on social media to report... Social media to reporters who called her out for a so-called wardrobe malfunction. Her nipples were visible in a random picture taken of her. Let me say that again. Her nipples were visible in a random picture taken of her. She tweeted out the headline writing, "I'm sorry, but what part of my or any woman's nipples are a malfunction?" She said, "Come on, do we really need to remind journalists that it's okay for a man?" Then the same should apply for a woman.
Listen, I think I speak for all the guys on the show, and we're absolutely fine with her showing her nipples. Anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Any woman.
If it means progress, we're about it.
Yeah. If you want to show your nipples, then we...
Then by all means, do it.
We'll give you a thumbs up on that.
I mean, Jason Momoa shows his nipples throughout Aquaman.
Two thumbs up, actually.
Two thumbs up, yeah.
So I was really bummed out as Steve was sitting next to me when I saw this news online. This is sad. Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants, passed away on Monday. Yeah, he was 57 years old.
Way too young. Did they reveal reason why or not?
Yeah, he had ALS.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he had revealed last year, March of last year.
It took over him quickly, did it not?
I don't know when he was first diagnosed.
I remember it as being recently pressed.
Well, last March is when he revealed it.
Okay.
I don't know when, because he might keep that private.
No, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Say something, so...
Here's a guy who brought so much joy to the world, and that is just one of the most evil diseases.
It is. It's terrible. Nickelodeon said in a statement that he was a beloved friend and longtime creative partner to everyone at Nickelodeon, and our hearts go out to his entire family. Steve imbued SpongeBob SquarePants with a unique sense of humor and innocence that has brought joy to generations of kids and families everywhere. His utterly original characters and the world of Bikini Bottom will long stand as a reminder of the value of optimism, friendship, and the limitless power of imagination.
I had no idea how great that show was. I had until I had kids. I remember my friend's wife was in a car accident.
Yes.
We were probably about 22, 23 years old. I went to visit her in the hospital, and she had all these SpongeBob stuffed animals. And I was making fun of her for that.
Right.
But I had no idea how, like, ahead
how
of the
sharp
curve,
it is. Yeah, it's very funny.
Ahead of the curve she was. Yeah. And it took me to have, like, children to realize. But, you know, then, as a result, I had all this backlog of cat, you know, catalog of episodes
it's
that
always
I'd never
running.
Seen.
It's always running. Yep.
I'll tell you what, I never liked SpongeBob growing up. And
really?
No, and we're at, like, the SpongeBob phase in my house now. And I hear Jace watching it and, like, belly laughing at it, you know.
It's a great
so
show.
It was something that I never got into, but he loves it.
It yeah. is so
okay. I don't understand you because of your accent. That one's a great one where they learn the curse words with the
sense enhancers.
Oh my
yeah,
god,
it's great. The one where he takes his driving lesson.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah.
All of them are great. So
and the movie, the first movie was great.
By the way, Hillenburg had had a bachelor's degree in 1984 in natural resource planning and interpretation with an emphasis on marine resources.
Yeah, so that's sort of what inspired him.
And then he started his animation. He always was artistic. He began his animation career in 1987, pursuing a degree in experimental animation at the California Institute of Arts. And then he worked. He went to Nickelodeon, worked on Rocko's Modern Life, and it was at that point that he started to develop SpongeBob SquarePants.
So did they estimate his worth at the time of death? Because I don't know how much of that, all of that, he owned, because I know he turned a fair amount over to Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve.
Is this show as good without the voices that are you know, like without...
Would it be?
Yeah.
Would it be the show?
Without
I don't
Tom
think so,
Penny
no.
And-
Not 100%, yeah. I don't think.
Would Bugs Bunny be the same without, you know,
yeah, the actors, yeah, the actors are a huge, huge part of it. So, anyhow, he passed away. It was just really sad.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah. Khloe Kardashian.
Now we're talking entertainment.
Recently opened up about having a problem so many other women can relate to, and that is trouble breastfeeding.
I'm having a great deal of trouble breastfeeding my baby.
She responded to a fan this weekend after a follower asked if it hurt breastfeeding and after giving birth to her child, True. She said, I tried breastfeeding for weeks and weeks. For me, it was so painful, but I was also not producing a lot of milk.
So here's the deal.
No. So when did she have the baby again?
I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
When that was earlier this year.
Yeah.
All right.
So she said, I had to pump every time that she was napping. And I guess due to stress, my milk was not coming in. And I tried, and I just couldn't give her enough. So I had to go to formula. Many mothers came forward with their own stories of struggling with breastfeeding and not being able to produce enough milk.
It's got to be fairly emotional, right?
Yeah.
If you think you're, you know, you're, it's something that's supposed to be part of the process and you can't, you know, do it. But it's so many, you know, God, I years ago, I don't think my mother was able to do that with me, you know. I mean, yeah. I was in college at the time. But
so right. It was weird.
But it was still weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember we had that coworker who would have to go down the hall when she was pumping, and she said she would be going number three?
Yeah, yes, well, actually, yeah, yeah. Rovine called it number three.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Pumping, what do they call it? Pumping?
Pump a dump.
Is when you have to.
Well, that's when you're, like, if you drink alcohol.
Okay.
And, you know.
Is that what that's about?
You
okay.
Don't get the baby
was,
drunk.
I thought it was you take a dump.
Yeah.
That's when you guys drank Chuck's wife's breast
milk. We drank Chuck's wife's breast milk, yeah. And there was a little bit of vodka in it.
It was disgusting.
And remember, Jose was like, it's beer.
Yeah.
Oh, they call it white milk.
White beer.
White beer.
White beer.
Right.
Milk is white.
That's right. Yeah.
He said white beer. So Chloe's having a tough time with that. She also recently posted a picture of herself on Instagram that looked familiar to fans, but not for the reason you may think. Fans are accusing the Revenge Body star of photoshopping herself to look like Barbie. In the picture, she appears heavily contoured and credits makeup artist Hrush Akimyan.
What's the name?
Hrush.
Hrush.
H-R-U-S-H.
Hrush.
Hrush.
Hrush Krimnan.
Achemian. Yes. For the look. She captioned it, that golden hour glow. And one user opined, golden hour and tons of Photoshop.
So wait, you mean to tell me that the Kardashians, they put out photos that are altered?
It's hard to believe. I know.
They actually have,
been living
you know,
a lie.
They have an entire, and this is, we know this for a fact, it's an entire social media team. That airbrushes and takes care of the pictures that they, first they get sent, they take the pictures on their own phones, and they get sent to this team that then refines them and then sends them out.
Yep.
I need that team.
No, you don't. You have a natural.
Well, you're natural. You have that natural morning glow.
You're beautiful.
I'll be your team.
Thanks.
Okay. Looks are one thing, but critics really lashed out on her sister, Kim, for her, quote, self-centered, ozone-depleting ways. Kim and Kanye took to What they took what looked to be a pretty indulgent trip via private jet, but it wasn't just any puddle jumper. They picked a fancy and massive 747, complete with dining rooms, bedrooms, an office, and a workout space. They rented out a 747.
Now, you know what, though? Travolta flies around.
What's that?
Travolta flies around in his own. He's got a 747 as well.
Does he have 747? I know he had a 707 at one point, but this fits hundreds of people. Fans immediately called him out on Twitter, writing that the environment is crying and questioning their priorities.
I would totally do that. One time.
Meanwhile,
you'd have to fly to a global environmental conference.
Meanwhile, Kim's ex, Ray J's team, is claiming that her claim. So they're claiming that her claim.
So this is a reclaim to her claim.
Yes.
He was the guy who was in the sex tape with her.
Yeah. So they're claiming that her claim that she was on ecstasy when they made their sex tape is bogus.
And he's the end is purple guy.
That's right. Kim said she was on ecstasy during the taping and during her first wedding on the most recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. End is purple.
I actually went and revisited that video not too long ago.
The sex tape?
Yeah. And
was it fun?
No, he's such a jackass. Like him popping his gum and cracking his gum, and then
but they both are.
And they both are. But she's, you can stomach it with her a little bit more. And then he makes these dumbass faces into the camera. He's like,
I know. Yeah,
I can't take it. And then so from that I go, oh, let me see this Paris Hilton one again. And that guy, Rick Solomon,
yeah, another douche.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can we get a close-up from our camera on his face doing that again? I don't know. It's going to take a minute for them to pull this up on the monitor.
Okay.
Now we're ready. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Yeah.
You're a good actor.
That
was brilliant.
Ray J sex face.
This is yet another reason one needs to be here live at the Camp Out for Hunger to see some of the Casey facial expressions.
I would love to see what that looked like.
All right. So Robert De Niro has broken his silence about recent reports that he and his wife, Gracie Hightower, have separated, and he said...
Hightower, that's, by the way, that was the from the police academy.
That's right, yes.
He married Hightower.
I'm telling you, I saw a picture of them together. She's
big one.
She looks like she...
She looks like Hightower from the police academy.
Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Grace and I have two beautiful children together, he said. We are entering a period of transition in our relationship, which is difficult, but a constructive process. I honor Grace as a wonderful mother and ask for privacy and respect from...
But I can't stand it.
From all as we proceed to develop our roles as partners parenting. They met when Hightower was working as a hostess at a Mr. Chow restaurant.
Huh.
And they married in 1997. Their parents are two children, Elliot, who is 20, and Helen Grace, who is 6. Hightower is a philanthropist who also had minor acting roles in movies and on TV. I didn't check the credits where she's been on. The pair had marital issues before. He filed for divorce in 1999.
But she wouldn't give up her job at Mr. Chow's.
The two reconciled and renewed their vows in 2004. The actor was previously married to Dianne Abbott from 1976 to 1988.
Well, this is a long run. Yeah, that's Hightower.
Yeah. And they are the parents of two children, Drina and Raphael, who are in their 40s. And then 95, he welcomed twin sons, Aaron and Julian, with his girlfriend at the time, Tukey Smith.
You know, it's funny. I noticed that, listen, there's some people who just don't look remotely like Pacino looks nothing like young Pacino, And obviously there's an aging process.
Sure.
But you can usually see a hint of the person that they were.
Mm-hmm.
And De Niro's starting to fall into that territory now.
Yep, yep. After the midweek finale of The Walking Dead that garnered several epic plot twists, and I won't go into those. It seems that fans just weren't that invested. Walking Dead hit another ratings low for its 9th season, which has already seen several drags. While viewership was up 8% among adults 18 to 49 and 6% in overall viewers from last week's low point, Sunday's Evolution was the lowest rated and least watched mid-season finale for the series ever.
It was also like a holiday week too, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but still, this is like...
People aren't deep.
I know, it's a big one.
I have forgotten about it, and I've watched every single episode, and I'm like, I need to catch back up on that. I've kind of, unfortunately, because I love that show, I've lost a bit of interest in it.
No, I'm totally caught up. I watched the episode. I thought it was a good episode, and the problem is after Rick Grimes leaves.
We know. Yeah, yeah.
After he leaves, they jump ahead a few years, and stuff right. has happened, and they're alluding to it in the dialogue of the show, but you don't know what happens. So,
right.
Like Michonne has had a falling out with people, and you don't know what has happened, and you know that they're going to get to it, but it's a little
it can
bit
be frustrating.
It's a little bit annoying. Now, something happens at the end of this past episode, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Really awesome. But I still have some questions about it. So,
all right.
But, but the problem is, you know, you're talking about ratings. I got nobody to talk to about it. I got nobody.
I know. I'll catch up and we can talk.
Okay.
All right. One last story. Per their divorce agreement, Alicia Silverstone will pay her ex, Chris Jarecki, $12,000 a month in spousal support. So she's paying him.
What is this dude? Was he an actor or a...
I don't know
what he did?
I don't know. However, if Jarecki lives with someone for 5 months within a one-year period, she will no longer have to pay him. They also agreed to share legal and physical custody of their son, Bear Blue.
Bear Blue.
But she's got to pay up. Yep, exactly. All right, let's get into the clips, please. Andy Serkis has directed a new telling of the story of Jungle Book with his new film, Mowgli. And here, Andy talks about his main character's place in the world through their story. Let's go, please.
Mowgli, having been brought up by wolves, at a certain point in his teenage years, realizes that he is different, that he is other. And that is one of the great themes in our story, is the sense of being other. As he grows and has to assimilate into the world of man, he realizes he's of neither place, that he doesn't fully belong.
I don't think I want to see it.
Mowgli will be in theaters tomorrow.
There you go.
Next clip. Once again, Ralph Breaks the Internet director Phil Johnston and Rich Moore did a great job blending existing things with ideas of their own. And here, Phil Johnston highlights some of his favorites. Jason, please.
We made up the games Fix-It Felix Jr. and Sugar Rush and Heroes Duty, but they lived with real games, Pac-Man, Street Fighter, Sonic, etc. And so we used that philosophy with this one, where we spend most of our time in games we've made up or websites, Slaughter Race, Nosemore, BuzzTube, etc. But then it's in the world of the real internet.
Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, is in theaters tomorrow. We have both those guys in our studio.
Yes, we did.
They were wonderful. And that's it. That's all I got for you in my entertainment report.
Awesome.
So now
sense the excitement.
We're all caught up. We're ready to go. Let me hit a couple of things real quick. I want to mention this, that today, for the largest individual contribution to the Camp Out for Hunger, when you come and you donate food, you can get it weighed if you want to. And you can get entered into prizes that we have daily. Today, we have a Franklin Music Hall, Music Hall Golden Ticket. So basically, Franklin Music Hall is formerly
the Electric Factory.
The Electric Factory.
Yes.
And so if you get a golden ticket, it's entrance for you and a guest for every single concert there
wow.
in 2019.
The entire year.
Anything.
Holy hell.
Full show calendar and ticket info at franklinmusichall.com, and you get a $250 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
That's amazing.
I had one of those one time for their 50th anniversary or something yep. like that. They gave us a golden ticket, and it's this really cool gold laminate.
Yeah.
You just show
you
up.
Just
and
go.
You just bang, and they have to let you in. It's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
So thank you to Franklin Music Hall for supplying that gift today. Second and third place individual donors get Dunkin' Donuts gift cards, $100 and $50 respectively. And also, all donors today can enter to win $250 from WSFS Bank. So make sure you ask about that when you stop by as well. And they stand for service. And we also have, later on, starting at noon, we're going to have 93 pairs of TLA concert tickets for donors to choose from that make any size donations. There's a lot of giving today.
I love that. So honestly, so we have today, we have tomorrow, and then we're here till about mid-morning Friday.
Yeah.
And that's when everything wraps up. So yeah. Now is when you got to get down.
The clock is a-ticking, so keep that in mind. And we want to see you, and we're going to marry 60 couples this morning.
Yes.
In roughly an hour from now, it's going to be taking place.
Go figure.
So we got, and Casey, oh man, I meant to thank the gang that was on hold that wanted to offer up tuxedos. What's the story?
Well, the story is, so we have friends at Akabuchi, and
yes.
they are trying their hardest to get here by 8:15 to give us, tuxedos or whatever. So
yeah, just a jacket, something to formalize it a little.
Just a jacket.
They're going to be cutting it close.
Yeah. And that's our fault. We didn't have that ready to go.
There were a lot of things in motion here, but if we have a lovely veil to wear, all of us, that might be nice.
Sure, that might work too.
All right,
so with that, let's take a break. We will return in just a moment or two. The Camp Out for Hunger midweek underway.
Come and see us at Drop Dead Sexy on stage. We'll be right back after this on 93.3 WMMR.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
You very much, Kathy. Let's do live applause.
Yeah, sure.
Guys,
yeah.
Doing. All right, so I want to mention a couple of things. Number one, we have had all this week our privilege section, and its prizes are provided by the WSFS Bank, and, of course, Ashley Home Store is furnished this, and we're Ashley's going to be donating the couch that we have here to Phil Abundance at the end of the week. But today, things are a little bit different.
The room is reconfigured to accommodate the wedding.
It is standing room only. No,
yes.
No chairs. So we've actually moved the privilege section to the rear of the tent. So, Steve, we're calling it the...
less than privilege section.
Yes, it's the less than privilege section because you're not going to have much of a view back there. But you will have pretty cushy accommodation.
You're going to get the amenities.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, hand and stone massage and facial spa will come over and take care of you. We'll serve up some food from star restaurants, but you don't have the up front seat. You're all the way in the back because we need room for the wedding.
So it's less than privileged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can sit there if you want or you can move around, but we still got to have a prize to draw and we have to pick winners.
Yes.
So, Casey, you said I should choose a winner?
I think so.
Who wants to sit in the privileged section?
In the back of the room.
In the back of the room section. I got to go with this. There's a lot of great signs, and there's a lot of great costumes and whatnot, but the one right in front kind of made me laugh, and it says, I refuse to be a fudgy bar on your beach of desperation.
There you go. So yes.
I'm going to pick you guys and say, come up here to the microphones, and we want to say hi to you, and we're going to let you draw a prize. Speak into these microphones right here.
You can pull them down closer.
They're up awfully high. What is your name?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, where are you from?
I live in Mount Laurel.
Okay, and how about you?
Amber.
Amber, and where are you from?
Bridgewater, New Jersey.
All right, and tell us about that sign you brought in today.
It was our favorite thing that Steve ever said.
Okay.
What was the reference? I can't even remember.
We don't remember.
We think maybe you were talking about hipsters.
Maybe, yeah, something like that, yeah.
We were texting each other back and forth listening to the podcast, like laughing hysterically.
And they baked us some cookies here.
Oh, that's awesome. But looking at the sign, it's awesome. It's a fudge.
She's a graphic designer.
Okay. Oh, well, that's why it looks so damn professional.
It's a beach scene, and it has a fudgy bar with two bites taken out of it. Slightly. What?
Oh, wait.
Oh, she's wearing
something. We also sent Kathy the onesies.
Yeah. Oh.
So we made t-shirts.
Oh,
and
they're not
the babies.
They're cousins.
Your cousins. Okay.
No, we're sisters. The babies are cousins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
They're 11 days apart.
Remember, they made a onesie for each one of us.
Yes. Oh, that's onesies. Right. Yeah. I love those. Oh, you guys are very good. Thank you.
So I have your t-shirt on, Kathy.
And I have Nick's.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
We have ample representation of the
Indeed.
Show here.
We're a big fan.
All right. So why don't you reach in and grab a prize, and we'll find out what you win from Wissif's Bank.
Do you open it?
And Casey, what do they get?
Okay. You guys have won. You have won a $50 Wawa gift card.
On top of that, so we're going to send you guys to the less than privileged section.
Right.
You still get the amenities, and we'll check in with you. Call us from back there now and then.
Yeah, we moved you from the front row all the way to the rear of the tent.
But so the chairs are there, the amenities, the massage, everything is all good.
You get everything.
Yeah.
And you get some food, and you get hand service delivered and everything. Marissa's shaking her head, or are you just getting the hair out of your eyes?
I was getting the hair out of my eyes.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to gaze into yours.
Right? Oh, that's so beautiful.
Right here, babe. We just had a connection.
Ignore that I'm here.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. I got you. So we will have all this wonderful stuff taking place with the wedding. We're aiming to get that done around 8:15, so we'll check on the status of all that, and we have some friends that are involved. I'll make sure we get all the thank yous. We have some special prizes that are going
to
be happening.
I was pointing out in the back there, President, you see there's a groom and a bride. She appears to be in a full gown and a guy in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see the signs of wedding and matrimonial bliss occurring here in this amazing tent, which for all intents and purposes, no pun intended, is a wedding tent, you know?
Yeah. That's what it is today. You're exactly right. Hey, by the way, I got this email. I wanted to mention this, and this has become a tradition here at the
at the Camp Out for Hunger. It says, hi, my name is Jared Moser. I am a cadet with the Temple University Army ROTC program. Like last year, Temple's Red Diamond Battalion will be marching 5.5 miles from our campus to the Xfinity Live Center Wednesday morning to drop off the canned goods that we've collected for the Camp Out for Hunger event. And they carry them, by the way.
Yes, they do.
We will be starting our march at 5:15 a.m. and are due to arrive around 7:15. So they should be getting here any moment. So, and listen, they're carrying all that weight, and they're walking all the way
from
Temple.
In this wind.
Yeah. They said, we realize it's sudden and apologize for short notice, but we'd love to meet you guys. So I got back to them, and they're going to be here a little bit. So if you see those guys, honk, wave, give a little thank you to them. So they'll be stopping in later on, but they carry it all the way.
They
from
do it.
Temple
they do it every
here.
Year. It's awesome.
It's great, man.
Preston,
yes.
Do you see that dump truck out there?
Yes,
I do.
So that's a specially fitted out Eagles dump truck, and that it's not filled with refuse in the back today. Those are all canned goods and items for Phil Abundance. So they filled that up. They got in touch with us a week or two ago, and it's a really cool-looking truck. So they were inviting people out to come check it out if they wanted
That's sensational. It's got the full Eagles logo on the side. Very impressive.
Yeah, people bring really cool vehicles out to this event.
Who do we have last night?
We had the Corvette Car Club last night that showed up, and they were great. And we had the Mopar group here, too. And we also had...
there were dudes who came down last night with that wind on their bikes.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I'm drawing a blank, and they're going to kill me, but the bikers that came by last night, and they escort soldiers when they come home.
Yes.
We had the national president come down here last night. I'll get that information to make sure that those guys get their thanks, and there's a lot of great motorcycle clubs, and I'm blanking on it right now, but we'll come back to that later on.
Is it a hero's welcome?
It might be. Well, they do the hero's welcome, but I'm not sure the name of the group. Anyway, we'll try and figure that out anyhow. Are we going to do a donation right now?
Yes.
Is that happening?
I believe. You know what? For some reason, I thought Marissa was escorting them over. So
Marissa has got a lot
of
balls
to juggle.
So
I'm going to go grab Jim real quick.
She's the wedding planner. She's J-Lo today.
Yeah.
She literally has 12 things in her hands right now.
Yeah,
she does.
It's a little crazy.
Most importantly, is it Dunkin' Donuts coffee? Come on over, Jim.
Okay, we are going to welcome to our microphones right now. He is the marketing president of Bank of America. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Jim Deaver.
Yes.
Jim, get nice and close to this microphone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice. You could be the most well-dressed man that's ever been at our camp out.
Yes.
Boy, that's a suit.
I'm thinking maybe a ring bearer today.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes.
We're always looking for
very
more people to get on board. We're happy to have you here this morning.
You.
Thank you for coming out and supporting the event.
Thank you.
And can you tell us a little bit about your efforts and so on?
Sure. So community efforts here in the city are very important to us. Yesterday was an important day for us on Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
We gave away about $500,000 to about 10 different charities.
It's amazing.
We certainly have a great partnership with Phil Abundance. It goes back many, many years. But more important than even the financial contributions are the volunteer efforts, which this year alone will probably be about 300 hours.
Wow.
That's a critical thing.
Yeah.
Such as you guys and other companies, when they encourage that and supplement that, make sure that can happen. I mean, we have people from different companies down here all the time donating their time in incredibly inclement weather. But none of this would get done without companies saying, such as yours, we want you to go down and assist.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And did you have a donation you guys are going to make today?
So what I'm going to do, and you just inspired me, I have my own Eagles tailgate bus.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it down to the bank. We'll fill it up, and we're going to come back here either later today or first thing tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
But we also have contributed to Phil Abundance this year so far, close to about $80,000.
Woo!
And over the last 10 years, upwards of about $900,000.
That's
awesome.
$900,000.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate it. Sir Jim Deaver, the market president of Bank of America. We have a lot of presidents that come
by. We do. Well, we just draw that. They know that we are incredibly important people and world shakers.
No.
No, they don't.
No, they just
They're wondering why we're in a parking lot if we're so important.
They know it's a wonderful cause.
They're wondering why our RV bent toilets keep backing up.
That's right.
Wait, do they?
A little bit now and then, but it's okay. You just scoop it out with your hands. It's fine.
No, we've had a wonderful
it's been great.
Run. And by the way, speaking of thank you for their efforts yesterday, 6ABC had their food drive.
They were
doing a telethon, And it was cool. We were watching them on the air yesterday, and they're helping contribute as well. And obviously came down and made donations, and Matt O'Donnell was here. He was kind of busting my balls today on the air. Apparently, I heard about him beating me in the hamster ball competition yesterday, which I freely admit, destroyed me in it.
It was your first time doing it. Honestly, we were assuming that he's part gerbil because he was a master in that thing.
Yeah.
It was
crazy.
Exactly.
At one point, though, you were on your back, and your legs were spread, and you could not get up. It was...
You were flailing.
It was awesome. It was great to watch.
Hey, you know what? Somebody just flashed me a sexy stare. It was Steven Singer.
Was it? Wow.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
We'll get him involved in a little while.
He's wearing a suit, too.
A lot of our friends over the years are making their way down here. So, speaking of friends, we're awaiting a arrival of a couple of friends, but we have some time.
Yes.
I have some things in the junk drawer that I can clear out. I know.
Do it.
I just kind of jumped on that, and I didn't let you know that I'll need my junk drawer music. But
while you're getting that, Preston, was it the Patriot Riders or the Patriot Guard Riders that came last night?
I remember Patriot.
I think
people are texting that in.
All right. Thank you, guys. It was wonderful having you here. By the way, real quick, I need to mention that our tent sponsorship, there's a daily donation involved with this with Bimbo Bakers USA, and part of their broadcast tent sponsorship includes a donation each day from one of their brands. So today it is 500 loaves of bread from Artisano, which is part of the Sara Lee bread family. While we don't collect non-perishable items at the Camp Out for Hunger, when bulk donations are arranged ahead of time with Phil Abundance, they distribute them immediately at their 9 fresh for all free farmers markets across the region. So
and
today,
these markets are awesome.
Bimbo has donated that.
So that's where the produce and everything goes, and it's you can pick it up, and it's not stuff, as you said, that is not going to wither on the shelf. You need to get it out quickly.
Should we do the junk drawer? Ready on that?
Sir. Yeah.
All right. There's my music. Thank you very much. All right.
Where's your drawer at, though?
It's right under
here. There you go.
Yeah, let me dig around and... okay, there we go. I found something. Did you see how I did that?
Look, you're playing with yourself.
I know. I actually did kind of grab my
Let me just a second. Let me rub one out of here.
Very different junk drawer.
Yeah. It is junk.
Any kids here?
Yes. Yeah, yes. All right, it's a charity, so it's okay to publicly pleasure yourself.
Some words are funnier than others, and a new study has figured out why.
Okay.
Some words. University of Alberta researchers have participants, and they had them rate the humorousness of nearly 5,000 English words. The scientists found that there are two types of funniness predictors.
How much money was spent on this,
I'm
by
not
the way?
Sure.
How much money was wasted?
There were form predictors and semantic predictors.
Okay.
Form predictors have to do with the length, letter, and sound probabilities of the word.
The f*** is that?
And how similar it is to other words in sound and writing. For example, the study revealed that the letter K and the sound oo, as in boot, are significantly more likely to occur in funny words than in words that are not
honestly,
funny.
Honestly, for Christ's sake. There were people sitting around doing research on this?
There's a scientist doing this. Yeah. Semantic predictors were taken from a computational model of language and measure how related each word is to different emotions.
So give us examples.
As well as, well, I'll
all
get
right,
there.
All right.
As well as to 6 categories of funny words. There's sex, bodily functions, insults, swear words, partying, and animals. The study leader, Chris Westbury, explains, it turns out that the best predictor of funniness is not distance from one of those 6 categories, but rather average distance from all 6 categories. This makes sense because lots of words that people find funny fall into more than one category, like sex and bodily functions, like the word boobs.
Boobs, okay.
That's a funny word. All right.
Boobies is funnier.
I agree. I agree that boobies is funnier than boobs.
Yeah.
And butthole is hilarious.
Butthole's a home run.
Yes. So they also found the top 10 funniest words. Are you ready?
Okay. Let it rip. Yeah. Let me prepare the audience here.
All right. Here we go. Upchuck.
No.
See how they're cracking up here in
That's
the tent today.
That's funny.
Booby.
No.
As in booby. My
no.
booby said.
No.
Right?
No.
Boff.
No.
No.
Wrigley.
No.
Wrigley?
What?
Yaps.
No.
This is a terrible list.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Giggle.
No.
Wiggle is funnier than giggle.
Cooch.
Yeah, cooch.
Okay. Cooch is pretty funny. Yeah. Right, look, everybody.
Now we're getting it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Yes.
All right,
the Canadian Institute came to this this list.
How about this one? Bill loves this one. Guffaw.
Guffaw. Yes.
It's
Chortle.
It's not funny.
Chortle and guffaw.
I think Brian Propp when I hear guffaw.
And then 2 more. Puffball. and Jiggly.
No.
Oh,
no.
These are terrible.
Jiggly's kind of cute.
I'm all right on Jiggly.
All right.
Wasting money for this? This is horrible.
Okay. But you guys, thumbs up on Cooch. That's a good funny. That's a funny word. Okay.
All right. Thumbs up on Cooch.
Yep. Thumbs up on Cooch. All right. I thought you guys would like that. Apparently, I was wrong.
they're just horrible words.
I used to get a later on in life. I would laugh at the fact that my parents would call, especially my dad would call poop stinky. Right? Do you have to go stinkies? And like to me,
how old were you when he's asking this?
No. Well, when I would
Casey
think about
says it.
It
all the time.
He does.
Yeah. Actually, with your own kids, right?
You have to go make stinkies.
No, yeah. he says it to us at the office
all the time.
Gotta go make stinkies.
Yep. I hate it, but now that I know that your dad said it, I'm like, I love.
You'll accommodate it.
Yeah.
So, but and it comes back from like it's very like childhood memory.
Well,
like four.
Kathy
or five
says
years old.
I gotta go blow my O-ring out.
I'll be back, guys.
Yeah. I gotta go Jackson Pollock in the bathroom.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it just always sounds funny to you.
It sounds funny to
Wait,
me.
Wait, Case, does your dad, did you get, I got to go pity pat from your dad as well?
Never. No, it was.
Because you say that as well.
No, I do. No,
oh, you say that.
Yeah.
So with your kids. With
no,
your kids?
But that wasn't from my childhood. That was from some girls that were friends of mine, and they would say it jokingly. I have to go pity pat.
Okay.
Or I have to go big potty.
Okay.
There's big potty and little potty.
Little potty.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's funny because my mother would try to keep it very.
Clinical?
Clean and clinical.
Okay.
And my father was just, it's open territory. So so everything was on the table.
So would your mom say, I have to make a bowel movement, like clinical?
Yeah, well, she'd have to go, yeah, something like that, or okay. a BM or something like
okay.
that. She rarely announced it. She just did it right there on the carpet.
Right.
I'm going to head to the water closet and make
exactly,
a bowel
yeah, yeah.
And have a bowel movement.
But my father was the only other way. So that's what we were like.
Dude,
yeah.
We always had the foulest ways of referring to everything.
My friend's wife, over the summer, I was down at the beach, and she came in. She said, I have to go take a sh.
Yeah.
I just cracked up because women don't say that. They don't say
Well, they
that.
Do.
Like, she's, where's the bathroom? I have to take a sh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like.
Typically, they don't. Right.
And to me, that was hilarious because I wasn't expecting it.
Now, would your wife ever say that to you?
And, no.
And privately, no?
No.
Say Rochelle would say it.
No.
Yeah.
Does she? Yeah. You said she lets her.
Oh, she's got a mouth on.
She lets language go
at
home.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You know, if you mix it with proper English as well,
yeah.
and you know there's a place for it,
yep.
like at a charity event.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, all right. Anyhow, that's just we only had time for that one item in the junk drawer. Sorry about that. Yeah, but our guest is here.
Ooh.
So Marissa just gave me the high sign that we have our next guest, so I want to welcome him. And he stops by regularly. We love having him by. Do we have appropriate music for him, Case?
Oh, shoot.
I want to make sure that we do.
You were
that set.
Too busy thinking about pity pat.
Yeah, he had to make stinkies. All
is
right.
this good?
Is it?
No, because I don't have the Eagles fight song, so we're just going to go with Chicken singing F you.
Oh, jeez. This has nothing to do with our next guest. But we would like to welcome our good friend from the Philadelphia Eagles, Marissa. Bring out Mr. Rodney McLeod.
Hey! There we go.
Rodney, we played the FU song. I don't know why.
It's all we had.
It's cool.
We don't have the Eagles fight song.
No,
down
we
here.
Do. I just don't have it on a hotkey. I've been moving things around. I'll have it at the end.
All right,
there we go.
It's all good. Rodney, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Good. That's a nice jacket. You always wear really nice clothes.
It's very stylish. Yeah. You look stylish even with the battery pack on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man.
They just strapped this to me.
Yeah.
I was at the Colts game when you went down with the injury.
Yeah.
It hurt me to see you down on the field like that, so I just wanted to like start this off by saying, man, I'm really sorry that happened to you. I was hoping that it wasn't anything that was severe. When it did happen, did you know right away that it was something more than it was just going to take you off the field for a play or two?
I mean, the pain that I felt, it felt like I probably wasn't going to return for the game, but I didn't expect it to be, you know, the season. And so
was the pain so bad that you went pity pat in your pants? No, I mean,
I've experienced that.
there's sometimes with pain that is substantial, there's a bit of a delay and it feels like, and you know, it's coming. Do you have that?
A little bit. I think it was more like shock.
Yeah.
And then you're just always hoping for it not to be the worst.
Right.
Or to hear, you know what I'm saying, the doctor say, yeah, it's not good. So I was very hopeful up until, you know, I got the MRI.
Yeah.
Kind of no hiding that. and it showed that I was going to be out for the season. So it was difficult at first, but I mean, I've come a long way in 2 months, man. So I'm working hard to get back for next year.
Sure, sure.
I had one of the worst injuries I ever had was a skiing accident, and I pulled some ligaments in my knee. And I remember when I went down, I didn't feel like sharp pain right away, but immediately I was like, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, I knew. I'm like, I did some damage there, and then I didn't move. I just waited and waited and waited, and eventually when they started moving my leg around, I'm like, oh, yeah.
What does your body, don't you go into shock to protect you from the pain a lot of times?
Quite possible.
Yeah.
Well, somebody like Alex Smith, when you saw him go down with that that leg injury a couple of weeks ago, I mean, that was so severe that
that's a career. That could be a career ender.
Yeah, I mean, for
you saw that, right?
Yeah.
It was gruesome. It's hard to look at.
Rodney, how similar was your injury to Carson's from last year?
Very different.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, we have ACL injuries, but he did a little bit more, and I think I had a little MCL.
I'm just wondering if the rehab will be similar to what he went through.
Similar, but there is still just like I guess when it comes to being able to do things within the rehab as quickly as someone else is a little different.
Well, you guys stay in great shape. I think it's the way that you guys and just the sport in general has evolved over the years is that there's not that we're going to take a chunk of time off and not, you know, be physical and not train. You train pretty much all year long. Mm-hmm. So when you do get an injury, you can come back sooner, correct?
I would think so, but you know, our bodies, man, we're some of the best to do it. You know what I'm saying, around the country, and you know, good trainers. Literally, I was in there in the training room a day after surgery.
Wow,
you know, working to come back already. So no wasted time.
See, not me. I would be like, in fact, I would amp it up a little bit.
Honey, I want ice cream.
Can you give me the remote, please? I can't reach that far.
Oh, yeah, I got to go pity pat.
Definitely milking it at home.
Were you?
Definitely.
All right. Good man.
Yeah.
you've played football your entire life. Is this have you ever had an injury as severe as this?
No. Not where I would miss you an entire season. Especially, so this is new.
Yeah.
It's
new.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Is that a bit of a reality check for you? You're still a young man, but, you know, I mean, every player has a shelf life, and it can start to happen in the form of injury. Was that kind of a reality check of, okay, I need to be, you know, aware of, well, I mean,
post?
Yeah, you're not going to play any different, but, you know, like maybe I need to, I'm sure you have plans for the future.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely helps you, you know, look at everything different.
Yeah.
And not saying that I took anything for granted before, but this puts things in perspective for you now on the outside looking in.
So. I always think that at a certain point you probably think, I mean, it's not that you think you're invincible, but you don't want to come back and then be so hyper aware of it that it's affecting your gameplay, you mm-hmm. know? So do they tend to you psychologically as well, you know, when you're going through physical rehab? And
yeah, no. You know, that's one thing that I've thought about too. It's, you know, now getting over this, the rehab hurdle and battling back and getting my knee into tip-top shape. But then it's also, it's going to come a point in time where now mentally I have to get over that fear.
Yeah.
You know, of, you know, understanding that I did work very hard to get back and that my knee is 100% fine.
Sure.
And, you know, not to go out there and play any different or be tentative in any way. So that's going to be a battle in itself.
Yeah.
Hey, Rodney, I want to ask, when are the occasions to break out the Super Bowl ring? When is it appropriate to wear that? And when do you, like, nah, I'm not breaking
it? Yeah, everybody's always asked, like, did you wear it? And I'm like, it's not an everyday accessory. You know?
Yeah.
Just don't put it on.
I would keep it, though. Like if my entree was a little slow getting out to the table at Denny's, I'd put that on.
At Denny's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess... It is a very obvious ring.
Oh, it stands out. It stands out big time. It's hard to miss that. But like you said, if I did wear it very often, I'm sure I would get anything that I wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what else could you use for? You could use it for a paperweight.
Sure.
Or
a doorstop.
You know what?
Wow.
You know? Put it on your ankle and do leg raises for your knee. There you go.
It is pretty heavy.
It's a heavy sucker. Heavy. Yeah.
How hard is it for you right now to watch? Because the secondary is having some struggles and stuff, and you're not out there. Is it difficult for you to watch?
Oh, yeah. Just because... You know, I'm a prideful guy, man. I love that group. And, you know, I obviously want to be out there helping, you know what I'm saying? And but right now, in my position, my role is just, you know, playing coach, honestly, and dropping a little bit of knowledge and helping those guys get through.
That's cool. I don't know how much of the league you watch, but I got to say, like, the first half of the season, I thought the touchdown celebrations were a little weak. Lately,
they've been picking up.
They've been picking up. They've been really, really good. Has there been one that you've seen from any of the teams that you thought, wow, this – all right, this one was good.
I like Seattle's been coming with some creative celebrations. They did the drum line. They did obviously the AI tribute.
Yep. Yes.
That was pretty cool. I thought it was very interesting, the Markelle Fultz one. For a second, I'm like, is that what he's doing? All of us at home were like, yeah, that's it. I think I was watching with like my siblings, so that was that was funny. What else? I like the Chicago Bears. The guy Eddie Jackson, he's been pretty creative. He's the coach. And one time he was orchestrating the band or whoever. But it was fun. And then I think they did the Temptations little dance too. So I don't know. They took a page out of our book.
It's entertaining. Remember when they were clamping down on that hardcore?
And
I mean, now the audience is expecting it. It's become state of the art.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fun. Well, listen, we want to motivate all Eagles fans come down here and donate food. And we appreciate you being here and being a part of that whole thing and agreeing to do something that we have asked of you.
Oh, yeah.
Have we ever had you on this ride before?
No.
Oh boy. Well, we picked it. We picked it one day.
Video.
For you? Yeah.
That is cold.
It's always cold.
Yeah, I know. But what we're going to do is we're going to put Rodney out. We're going to do the drop quiz, one of our favorite games to play here. And we love having our celebs, if they'll agree to it, get strapped into the ride.
And it helps generate food.
It does.
Yeah.
We do have donations from Bimbo Bakeries USA with the Camp Out for Hunger Games, we call it. So what we're going to do is we're going to send Rodney over to our Can Drop amusement ride from Skelly's Amusements. And we're going to ask him trivia questions on the way up. If he can, however many he answers, we'll do 100 pounds of food.
Now, the questions are actually fairly easy. However, as you're thinking about the questions, you have to know that at some point it kicks in. So you're running two things mentally. Yeah. This will be good training for you.
It will.
To block out other things.
You ready to try this out?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready.
All right. Who's going to be Rodney's escort? All right, over there, my man. See the guy raising his hands? Oh, yeah, both those guys. Follow them. So, Rodney, thank you. We'll talk to you in just a second.
Yes. And as Rodney walks...
Rodney McLeod, everybody.
Yeah!
As he walks out, I want to mention he's got a charity event that's going on next Tuesday, week from yesterday, that I'm actually going to be helping hosting. It is a toy drive. It's actually going to be here at Xfinity Live. It's going to be Tuesday, December 4th, starting at 6 p.m. It's CF Charities. It's a Champion for Kids, and it is a toy drive. So if you come out here, bring a new unwrapped toy at any point after 6 p.m. There's going to be other Eagles players here, and it's kind of similar to what Trey Sullivan was doing. But it's
a wonderful thing.
It is
The food is obviously an essential, but around the holidays, you got to have a toy.
Yep.
And to make sure that it happens is a great thing.
Absolutely. All right, while we're waiting for Rodney to get there, we're going to welcome a couple of people. I mentioned these guys on the air just a little while ago, and they made their trek here all the way from Temple's campus. We'd like to welcome the Temple ROTC here this morning. And it is Cadet Rodenbaugh. Is that how I say your name?
Rodenbaugh.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. Thank you guys for coming out. We appreciate the support.
Thanks for having me.
Who's here with you? Who are these cadets?
This is Cadet Cologne.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
I'm Cadet Soto.
How are you? Nice to see you this morning. Okay, so you guys, it was over a 5-mile trek you just made?
It's about 6 miles.
6 miles.
6 miles, yep.
How many of you guys came along?
About 150 cadets.
Oh, wow. My God. You all marched over here?
We did.
Wow. And what were you guys carrying with you?
We have cans, rice. We've been collecting for about the last 30 days.
So you guys had your rucksacks full of those?
Yeah.
So when you're merging on 676 and you're getting up to 55 miles an hour, what's that like?
Fun time. It's an interesting time.
No, so you guys came straight down Broad Street the whole way, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah, awesome. I guess that'd be the obvious.
How much weight do you think each one of you is carrying in the sack?
In total, we had 2,082 pounds.
Awesome. And delivered.
Yeah.
I mean, I clearly, we do not have what it takes.
No. Are those packs that you brought over here still full, or did you empty them already?
No, we emptied them already. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see what it felt like, but that's all right.
Well, there are some other guys that are walking in right now. It looks like maybe their packs are full.
Yeah, can you, if you guys are volunteers outside with the ROTC, if you still have a
A fully laden pack?
If you still have a full rucksack, bring it in here, because I want to feel how heavy that sucker is.
Now, Preston, these are the gentlemen that brought down the pudding. So they're full of pudding.
Your pudding is dense. It is actually heavy. Cadet Rodenbaugh, how long have you guys been collecting food?
After the last 30 days.
Oh, that's
wow.
Awesome.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Every year, well, you've been doing it for the past couple of years, and it really means a lot to us here that you guys take the time to do this.
Yeah. And what year students are you guys? How about you?
I'm a senior.
You're senior? And
I'm a junior.
Junior and? And a senior. Okay. So are you guys going to go on, you seniors, are you going to go into the Army after this?
Yeah, actually, 2 weeks ago, we found out the branches.
Yep.
So I'm going to be branching armor.
Okay.
And
military intelligence.
Military intelligence.
Wow. Wow.
So each of you is a graduation gift, though. You get your own tank, correct?
Yeah. I wish. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would.
Who's the highest-ranking individual here? It's you?
Yeah, technically me.
All right. But. So other than cadet, what do they call you?
It's cadet, lieutenant, colonel.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Pretty badass. I saw her sergeant stripes here. I thought you
yeah,
were going
to be Yeah, I'm a sergeant first class. Well, cadet, nice. Sergeant first class.
All right. And how about you?
I'm just a lieutenant.
You're just a lieutenant? All right, no, it's all good. You're an officer, for crying out loud. Well, thank you guys so much for being a part of this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Are you walking back as well?
Oh, we're going to take the subway.
All right. Subway, yes.
Oh, did you guys?
That's how they got into Normandy, you know.
Yeah. Do you guys do any cadences while you're making the walk?
When we were marching up here from Broad, we did, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you rattle off one of those for us a little bit? What are some of the words?
You want to hit it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, you do it.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to do it. Soto, you want to?
Come on.
No!
Come on, Cadet Soto.
Hey. Hey, why don't you order her to do it?
Yes, don't have to do it.
How about that?
Here we go. All right, thank you.
And we'll echo. We'll repeat back, all right? Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
C-130 rolling down the strip.
C-130 rolling down the strip.
78 troopers on a one-way trip.
78 troopers on a one-way trip.
Mission top secret destination unknown.
Mission top secret destination unknown.
Don't even know if we're ever going home.
Don't even know if we're ever going home.
I love it, yeah. Wait, and the other verse is backpack full of pudding today.
Yeah, let me try to sound off.
One, two.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. We would lose a war so quickly.
Let me try. Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
Sound off.
One, two, three, four. One, two,
three, four.
Damn right.
Son of a bitch, Preston, our years in the SEALs paid off.
Oh, my God.
So we have a fully loaded back. Did you want her to come around?
Yeah, I want to try that on. Can we do that real quick? And meanwhile, Rodney McLeod is freezing to death outside.
Oh, that's it. He asked if we could take a little bit longer because he's not fully dead.
Yeah, I want to try this out and see because I know, you know, listen, walking 6 miles is enough as it is.
Could you imagine us, like, crying because the backpack's way too much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
Look at this. This is the size of.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Oh, my God.
Is it? Jesus. Oh, my God. He's like has to throw it up
and,
on his back.
And Preston, you've.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Easily.
And,
yeah.
And she was having no problem with it.
Yeah. What are you, 80 pounds probably total? That's. Wow. Kudos to you guys. Let's hear a round of applause.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, have some breakfast over there. Help yourselves.
Hand and stone. I'll need special attention later on after that.
I think your penis fell off.
My penis fell
off? Yeah, from the weight.
Yeah. I didn't even look. I said, if anybody sees that, please.
I heard
it. So, please. Preston, Casey went out with Rodney McLeod, so we should be able to talk to Casey outside.
Is Casey going up on the ride?
I don't know if he's going up or just commentating.
Okay. Case, can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm actually literally holding Rodney's hand right now.
We got video of it.
I think his microphone might be. He requested. I don't. Are you a little nervous or?
Nah, man. I just I wanted to have probably the biggest Eagles fan in there come out here and join me on this ride. You know,
that.
Experience this cold weather with me. Great view that we're gonna have.
All right.
So.
Do you want me to hold your hand or do you want me to let go?
I mean, do you need me to hold your
hand? All right, I'll let go.
All right.
All right.
Case, are you guys playing against each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that. So, right. Honestly, that's a whole
new question.
Well, that's great because now we can interview more food.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So for every correct answer, they will be playing against each other, but we'll do a total of all of them. Nick, do you mind keeping score?
You got it.
I have a hard time doing it while going through the questions.
Nervous.
All right, Casey, tell them to go ahead and get started. Now, by the way, Rodney, I will ask a trivia question. If you know the answer, just shout out the answer, and we'll credit either one of you for a correct answer. These are very simple questions, but you have the tension of this ride going up because you don't know when it's going to drop. And so it might make it hard to think of the questions, but that's the point of the game. You guys ready?
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, the Eagles cheerleaders are here as well. They're cheering us along.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
Not all of them, just two of them.
That's enough. That's plenty. All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready. Yep.
All right, let's start the ride. Casey, let me know when you start moving.
All right, we're ready whenever you guys want to start the ride. I'll let you guys know when we're up. And here we go.
Yo. Okay, here we go. The Fresh Prince of where?
Bel-Air.
That was Casey, just by
what?
A nose. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Who is younger, Serena or Venus Williams?
Serena. Casey, come on. How did...
Who got that?
Casey.
No,
Casey.
Right.
Kick all right. His ass.
Which state is called the Golden State?
California.
Hey,
Casey.
Come on.
What color is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow.
Oh, that was Rodney.
Yeah.
San Antonio. Ooh. San Antonio International Airport is in which state?
Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know why I was looking down.
What?
Holding on to my seat.
What is the Aloha state?
Hawaii. Come on now.
Rodney.
Casey, what are you talking about?
All right, here we go. Gotham City is the home of what?
Batman.
He's got to finish the question.
No, he doesn't. This is in jeopardy.
The outermost layer of the Earth is called the what?
Crust.
Crust.
Yeah, yeah. Casey got it. Michael Jordan gave up basketball to try.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Come on, man. I'm about to fall out the seat.
Did you fall out of the seat there, Rodney, a little bit?
I did raise a little bit.
Shift a little bit. Yeah, it scares you, doesn't it?
Jeez.
That's good for the MCL.
You know what, man? We've done this so many times, and you completely forget that the thing is going to drive.
Well, that's it. You're kept mentally engaged by the question.
Well,
it's
also
fairly easy.
It doesn't hurt that that when you go up high enough, you're looking at the city skyline.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Like, there are so many distractions.
Yeah.
And by the way, go to the tape.
Stop it.
I kicked his butt.
Well, what's the score, Nick?
But the thing is, she already had the question.
Yes, he already had the question.
He didn't plan on being out here.
Casey still gets the win, 7-2.
Oh. 7-2.
Well, it's really 9-0.
Do you want to give him a shot to make good?
Yeah, let's do another round. Right. Let's do another round. You guys ready for another one, Case?
Yeah, let me know when we're ready there, Michael.
I think you need to hold
going
hands.
Up again?
Yeah,
let's do it one more time, Rodney.
Oh.
This is your chance, all right?
Ooh.
All right, how we doing on let me know when they're ready, Casey.
Let us know when you're going up, Case.
All right, I will. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. What boxing champion was said to float like a butterfly?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to guess before you even ask a question now. I'm like, Rocky, they're going to give me that. Come on. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Wile E. Coyote is always trying to catch.
Roadrunner.
You got it.
This is sick. Let me down.
All right. In 1993, what singer changed his name to a symbol?
Prince.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yo, buddy. Come
what,
on.
What,
come on now.
What sort of transport is a kayak?
The canoe?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. What is the...
This is going to be a zero.
What is the postal abbreviation for Vermont?
VT.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I'm done. I'm done, guys.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
What entertainment consists of people singing to a backing...
Karaoke. Oh, man. Wow, Rodney. This is a shame.
Rodney, you're so close. Keep going.
I'm focused on this ride right now.
What color are the stars of...
Oh, my God!
Like, I can't. He's answering the question before it's even complete.
All right, Nick, the final score.
Casey got the shutout he so wanted. 6-0 on that round.
Yes. Wow, woo. Man.
But the most important thing is there's a grand total of 1,500 pounds.
Nice.
There we go.
That's awesome. And Rodney, you made it happen.
Yeah,
appreciate that, guy.
All right, Rodney, thanks for being here, man. You're a good sport. And Casey, come on back in when you get a chance.
Real quick, I'm going to remind everybody that Rodney, you have a toy drive coming up at Xfinity Live December 4th. That is this Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Starting at 6 o'clock. Can you talk about CF Charities real quick?
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be a great evening, a great night. Obviously, we're encouraging everybody to bring an unwrapped toy. If not, you can also just donate at cfcharities.org. And, you know, dude, we're just providing the opportunities for these kids that a lot of them don't have during this holiday season. It's a time of giving, and that's what we're going to do.
It's a wonderful thing. And, Casey, you're going to be there, correct?
I will be there. I'm going to help host the event. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of your teammates are going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about, you know, the professional sports teams is they all have their individual charities that they do, and they support one another. So you can count on other Eagles players to actually be there on Tuesday night as well, starting at 6 o'clock here at Xfinity Live.
Wonderful.
Nice. We'll make sure we hit that again. All right. Thank you. Let's hear it for Rodney.
Yeah. Hey.
Nice. And with that, we are going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. We're getting closer and closer to our wedding that's going to happen. Come and see us. And, of course, our band is Drop Dead Sexy. We'll be back in a second with more of the MMRBQ on
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Andorra.
Because you shot me like a bad habit. Forget that.
Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Click Local Shots at WMMR.com to see and hear more. Andorra, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks our world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. The excitement is mounting in our backstage area.
Yes.
For the wedding. We went back there and checked on a few things that we have planned. And we're going to get that underway in a little bit. So, as always, we're running a little bit over on time.
Well, this is the first time we're doing anything like this. So, you know, I mean, obviously, it could be a cottage industry at some point, so we want to get it right.
Yep. I know there's some. Oh, yeah. By the way, did anybody notice our lovely wedding cake that we have?
It's amazing. Yes. Look at this.
It is insane. How many tiers are on that, Steve?
It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. Is there a little one on top? Eight?
Seven or eight tier cake. That's from Kriebel's Custom Bakery. So I want to thank Colleen for bringing that out.
And
we'll have a special cake moment later on. A lot of people contributed, and, of course, Philadelphia Wedding Company are handling. There's a live mic somewhere.
I know.
I can hear people talking. And
it's screwing up our audio.
And I hear Marissa.
And our audio sounds weird. Yeah, maybe that's Marissa. I don't know. But I hear somebody talking. All right, so Rodney, our master engineer,
yes,
on it. There's a lot of balls in the air to juggle, and just a lot of balls in general.
We're constantly with juggling our balls.
Yeah, and so they're working on fixing the problems.
It's all good, though.
That was very odd to us. But we have photos that are going to be taking place. We have a special wedding party. We got to thank Make Me Blush Hair and Makeup and the flowers from Cameron Peters Flowers, Wild Garden Flowers, and Show a Post Photo Booth, and a bunch of others that we're going to thank. So we have standing room only in here, and at some point we're going to have to. It just got really crowded in here.
It did. Well, everyone's excited.
So we're going to do it over one segment, so we may have to have some people wait outside if that is indeed necessary, but we'll figure that out in just a little bit.
We have enough space here. We'll have our people who are actually getting married and then people who might be with them, but I think we can get a good portion of people here present.
Yeah. All right, so I think we're going to welcome out some guests. Marissa, are you in and around the area with our guests that are going to come out onto the microphone?
There she is.
She popped out on stage for a moment, and now she just ran back off.
It's like when you're chasing a mouse around the house.
I know. Yeah. There it is.
There she is.
Where to go? All right, so we're going to welcome our next guest, and they are the tent sponsor, which is the big, big sponsor here for the Camp Out for Hunger, and we want to welcome the VP of Human Relations for Bimbo Bakeries USA. It's Jonathan Berger.
Yeah!
Thanks so much, Preston.
Good to see you again.
It's great to see you, too. Thanks so much.
Are you kidding me, man? You guys... thank you. Oh, he's the...
Yeah, he's president.
He's the vice president.
Mo still.
Yeah. So we'll give you some...
My wife is proud.
Okay. So she should be. Thank you again for sponsoring the tent here at Camp Out for Hunger.
It's our pleasure. It's such a great event, and we're so happy and proud to be supporting you guys again this year.
Not only you're sponsoring the tent, but you're providing the food that we are making part of the incentive for the Camp Out Hunger Games. So that's a double threat. We can't... Again, this would not happen without you guys, and it's a wonderful partnership. Over the years, you know, people are probably using products that they're not even sure. They don't realize they're Bimbo products. I, for one, I see you have Entenmann's, which I've been referencing many times. We love Entenmann's and all the other. What are some of the products under the Bimbo banner?
Well, first, Steve, I just see you coveting this box of cookies. I see it in your eyes.
Actually, we've got a stash in the RV.
In addition to Entenmann's, we're Sara Lee and Stroman Bread and Thomas's English Muffins. It's really when you walk up and down the bread aisle, our products are everywhere. And why we love partnering with you on this is we have a responsibility to feed the world. And so we take hunger and hunger remediation very, very seriously.
And it's cool, the arrangement that you have at Philabundance, because you, the food, this is stuff, we know about the non-perishable food items, which people bring down, but there's also things like they handle produce and bread, which is also part of a diet, and, yeah. And other products that you provide with them, and you have an arrangement that you've worked out, so they're getting well-rounded meals.
Yeah, for sure. Steve, we'll donate 17 million pounds of food to Feeding America food banks all across the country.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, with Philabundance, it'll be 150,000 pounds of food, and that's before the participation with you guys here at Camp House.
It's amazing.
It's really
awesome.
It's really terrific.
Terrific. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, that's a applause getter.
I had a trivia question that we shared the other day, which was, where are the world headquarters of Bimbo Bakeries? It's in Horsham.
Horsham,
I mean, like, it's for the whole brand, right?
Horsham, Pennsylvania. We have 20,000 people around the country, but we're headquartered. We were born here in Philadelphia, and that's why Philabundance and your work and this partnership is so important to us.
Is it a factory or a warehouse in Conshohocken, right on Ridge?
We used to have a Stroman Bakery right there on Ridge. It doesn't exist anymore. But our headquarters is here. We have a bakery in Lehigh Valley, a bakery in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. There's 5 or 6 bakeries in Pennsylvania.
Where's the Entenmann's coming out?
The Entenmann's is Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Wow, awesome.
So this is fresher than you might imagine.
I love that, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we understand there's a donation that you're going to announce.
There is. We're really proud. In addition to all the food that we supply and support that we provide to you guys, we think it's really important to acknowledge the work that Philabundance does, right? Their staff, their work. And it takes money. It takes funds to do that. And so this year, we're really proud to donate $10,000 to Philabundance.
There we go. Look at that.
We have this terrific
super duper slice of bread. Let me hold that up there. Bimbo Bakeries USA. In addition to the tent, all the other food, and the cash as well. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. You know what? They also provided a mascot to be a part of the wedding today.
Yes!
Yes, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
No, those are surprises.
All right.
All right, but thank you so much, Jonathan. Great to see you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great wedding.
Thank you so much. Yes. Hang around.
Bimbo Bakeries USA.
Hey.
Huge supporter. Steve's got, dude, you've got cookies for months.
He has more Entenmann's cookies than you can imagine.
All right, can you put them in the freezer?
Yes, you can.
Of course.
Here's the key with the Entenmann's chocolate chips. Microwave them for about 10, 15 seconds before you serve them, and they're awesome. And
you could sit on them for about a half hour,
too. That's what we did.
Yeah. Kind of does the same thing.
They're also best if you eat them 3 at a time.
Okay. Eat
them at
three at a time. Three boxes at a time. You just wedge them in there.
No, I thought he said heat them 3 at a time.
Yeah.
Same thing. Whatever.
But you like to stack three.
You got to stack them.
Okay.
Yeah, stack them.
Yeah. They're too small. Okay.
Any crumb cakes?
I'm a fan of the cheese Danish that
Excellence
produces.
It
actually kind of saved my life one time.
Did it?
Yes.
How did the cheese Danish save your life?
Well, there was a bear attacking him.
No, we had done an overnight float trip. All right, and this is in tandem to the same story I told you guys where an orange saved my life. I was so drunk and dehydrated, and there was nothing to drink.
Right.
And I found an orange in a in an ice chest, so it was nice and cold. So I got the liquid from that, and there was like one piece of Entenmann's cheese Danish left, and that was my sustenance.
Wow.
And I would have died if I didn't have that.
That's a beautiful story.
If you've ever had a severe hangover,
honestly,
you know what I'm talking about. All right, we need to do the bizarre file. So, Jason, Fayon, back in the studio. Hit the button, please.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
All right, brought to you by Worldwide Stereo this morning. The gifts they really want. See Worldwide Stereo's A-List gift guide at worldwidestereo.com or head to their stores in Montgomeryville and Ardmore. I have to lead with this story because we are about to have a massive wedding take place, and this is a wedding story for you. Generally, when you're ready to hire a photographer for your wedding, you are mostly worried about finding someone who has the right experience and equipment. Most of the time, you don't have to ask whether or not they have been house trained or not. Unfortunately, one unlucky couple learned the hard way that they probably should have looked harder for a qualified photographer for their nuptials. Catherine Lee Mehta of Arlington, Texas, was initially hired to shoot the couple's wedding photos, but as the ceremony wore on, Mehta's behavior became erratic, resulting in the need for police to be called.
This is the photographer.
Yes.
Sheriff's deputies responding to the call after a security guard, an off-duty sheriff's deputy, reported that wedding guests found Mehta having sex with another wedding guest in a room at the venue.
Oh.
She left the room, walked to a nearby fountain where she began yelling, and then she went to a nearby tree and pissed on it.
So this is the photographer they've hired. She's banging one of the guests and then pees on one of the trees.
That's right.
And she's like screaming too, isn't
she? But she
wasn't
finished yet. Yeah. As she was cooling her heels in the back of a patrol car, the would-be wedding photographer began yelling and threatening at deputies, saying, "Y'all families will be dead by Christmas.
Damn.
Y'all's daughters are dead. My dad is going to find out about this, and y'all are effing dead. D-E-A-D.
All right, quick question.
Yes.
How were the pictures?
You know what? I never
they
did.
Were lovely.
Yeah.
They were lovely.
When deputies took her to jail, they discovered a prescription bottle of Xanax.
Uh-huh.
And investigators believe that she had mixed her prescription drugs with alcohol and had a bad interaction with the two.
Now wait to hear what the florist did.
She was booked Saturday night and freed on Sunday after posting a $10,000
And isn't she some sort of like, she does modeling on Instagram or something like that? There were pictures of her in a bikini and...
I don't know.
Yeah,
she probably posts, pictures of her on
and then bangs your guests.
Social media and then does that, yeah. In Australia, police will allege an argument over the wrong pub meal being sent to a table escalated into a fight in which people were shooting at each other. So it was just the wrong meal was
sent. I think we have the wrong order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they broke out the guns.
Yeah. Hand me my Glock.
The altercation started at a pub on Friday night. Two groups were fired up after the kitchen mishap. Police
We ordered the sponge cake.
Police will allege that the two groups grabbed a shotgun and a rifle from nearby farms before meeting at another location away from the pub to sort out their differences. So they went.
They went home.
They got armed.
Yes.
And they said, we're going to meet at this spot and settle it. At least they left the restaurant. You do have to hand them that.
No, that's good. Yeah, absolutely.
No one was harmed by the firearms. Two men have been charged with going armed while intoxicated and discharging firearms as well. This is a sad story. A farmer was crushed to death when his Jack Russell Terrier pushed a lever inside a forklift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it ran into him. Dairy farmer Derek Mead was building, I guess, what's called a rockery. This is in England, in the west of England. He was building a rockery at his home when the accident happened. An inquest into his death heard that he had left the vehicle in neutral and didn't put the handbrake on when he got out to open the gate on his land. His dog remained inside the vehicle, and it is thought to have jumped onto the shuttle lever. And that sent the truck forward. And
they're suspicious, though, Preston, because there's pictures of the terrier with his wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it ran into the farmer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. And post-mortem examination showed his cause of death was traumatic asphyxiation and spinal fractures. Yeah, that's
right. Man.
Yep, exactly. And let's see. We'll do one more story and wrap this up. We will end with this one. A Florida Highway Patrol officer arrested Robert Craig Davis. They say he repeatedly used a remote control device to raise and lower a curtain over his license plate so that toll cameras could not read his plate and sent him a bill for using a toll road.
Very crafty.
Yeah, so it was remotely. It wasn't like...
Right, like a James Bond thing.
Yeah, and this little curtain would come up. So motorists shot video of the cloaking device when they saw a black cover roll down over the plate, obscuring the numbers as the minivan sailed through the toll on the expressway and then rise again to reveal the plate once it cleared the plaza. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Camacho was off duty, but spotted Davis's burgundy Chrysler Pacifica outfitted with the remote controlled license plate cover as the minivan passed. Camacho followed Davis's minivan in his own car and alerted fellow troopers, and they searched his vehicle, found the remote control device that was used to raise and lower the license plate curtain.
I said James Bond. Look at the picture. This is not James Bond we're looking at right here.
They also saw a SunPass transponder inside a static shield bag.
Wow.
In the Chrysler's glove box that was not properly affixed to his vehicle's windows for use. And he was charged with organized fraud and petty theft as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, it went to a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And that is what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. All right. So with that, I think we are getting close to being ready for this to go.
Yes.
And the wedding is going to be happening in mere moments. So what we are going to do is we're going to have to move some people and make some room. Because when we come back, we are going to do a mass wedding here. The Hungry for Love wedding is going to be taking place right here in the tent. So let's get the band going again. Drop Dead Sexy, our party band, will return with more of the Camp Out for Hunger at Xfinity Live in the parking lot. Come and see us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yes!
Ready for love.
Whether social,
hey, welcome in,
or anti-social,
hey, get out!
Join your MMR pals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Groovy photos, videos, and social commentary. Plus, we find them the perfect place to waste time during the company meetings. Hashtag MMR rocks.
Thank you very much, Kathy Romano, with your traffic.
Yes, lovely as always.
I am a little bit nervous.
You know what? Now that we see all these people smiling and happy at what is about to transpire, it occurs to us that this might be the most beautiful parking lot wedding ever.
It's true. And our tuxes arrived just in time.
Literally.
Two seconds ago.
Thank you to Ike Bucci.
When they make the movie about this, that's going to be a real nail biter.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Big, big shout out to Steve Castle from Ike Bucci on Eagle Road in Havertown. I literally texted him at 6:30 this morning.
Came running. And by the way, the tux I got sort of fits well.
Mine as well. And it was a last minute touch that we forgot about. So thanks for bailing us out, man. We appreciate it.
I got a little emotional when they all started walking in. When I saw the brides. The first bride to come in has this beautiful dress on. I was like, oh, my God.
It is amazing.
We're doing this.
I'm going to do some thank yous real quick, and then we will move forward with the ceremony. So thank you. And by the way, all of this is on Fox 29. Jen Fredericks is over here, and she's been covering it, and the cameras are roving around. So thank you to the Philadelphia Wedding Company, to Steven Singer Jewelers, which, by the way, and I will announce this now, not only are 10 couples going to receive wedding bands today, and we're going to draw for those randomly. One couple, because we did a little poll while these guys were getting signed up, we asked who didn't have an engagement ring, and we are going to give away an engagement ring.
How about that?
To one of the couples here as well, courtesy of Steven Singer Jewelers. We're going to do all this after the ceremony.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do this in the following break. And we have a honeymoon trip that we are going to give away as well. We'll draw for that. So we'll have that taking place after the wedding ceremony, and we'll do it in the following break. And that is a, here it is, Casey, I found the information, 4-day, 3-night trip for 4 people. So maybe you met another couple here and you guys want to swing or something.
It'd be wonderful. What a great way to start your relationship by saying, I've grown sick of you already.
Yeah, so it's a $3,800 package, so you might win that. Thank you to Kriebel's Custom Bakery. They brought, of course, the cake. And
that fell over.
It fell over, but fortunately we saved it. And we have some other edibles from them that we're going to dive into later.
Course, like pot edibles?
Course photography. Well, no. Good.
I brought those.
There are dispensaries around
of
here.
Of course there are.
Thank you to the Eagles cheerleaders who helped bring in our group of soon-to-bes. And also Make Me Blush Hair and Makeup and Cameron Peters Flowers and Wild Garden Flowers. And the Show of Pose photo booth is here. And also Ariel Bridal and Ambler had the LJ Johnson bridal veils that were handed out.
By the way, Preston, with your hoodie underneath your tuxedo, you look like Herman Munster.
Do I really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really puffed up. I know. I thought about putting the hoodie on, but it's cheap. I don't want to do that. So I think I've covered all of the bases for now as we get set for this, and I think the wedding ceremony, it's time to begin.
Are you guys? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to get married?
How awesome. How wonderful.
We do have one other minor detail. Although we are going to be witnessing.
Yes.
We need a little bit more flash in that department. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, Paul, please have the intro music. We're going to welcome our special witnesses for the Preston and Steve Hungry for Love mass wedding ceremony. So, witnesses, if you could please enter into the tent and take your place now. We are happy to have you guys here this morning to be witnessing this. I don't know if our witnesses...
Osito the bimbo bear is having trouble getting through the curtain.
It's okay, though. We'll just have to decapitate it.
Okay.
So that's Osito. And here comes the Newman Knight.
Wow.
His name is Sir Francis.
Sir Francis.
Sir Francis.
And then on the other side, we should have witnesses coming through as well. But I think they can't...
Oh, my God. It's the Philly Fanatic, Preston.
The Fanatic!
Everyone's tripping, and they're so happy. Come on over here, guys. Beanbo.
Steve, to your left, we have Wingston from the Philadelphia Wings. We have Fang from the Philadelphia Union. And, ladies and gentlemen, we got Gritty!
What a collection!
So
of witnesses.
It's perfect. And in fact, for the wedding ceremony, playing the parts, and thank you, Paul.
No, Gritty's by the cake.
Easy, Gritty.
You're great.
Easy.
Calm down.
So for the purposes of this, playing the role of the matron of honor will be Gritty, and the best man will be the Philly Fanatic this morning. So
all right.
We're excited to have these guys here to be a part of this wedding ceremony.
Awesome.
Gritty's picking. Gritty is
picking up money and paying off our preacher.
He's paying off our reverend.
Yes.
Nice
we're
job.
We're in a strip club here. Here we go.
All right. I think we are ready to begin, ladies and gentlemen. So with our witnesses in place, with our couples standing side by side, ready to participate in this wonderful event, I would like to introduce from the Philly Wedding Company, the Reverend Patrick Loftus this morning.
Yes.
Thank you.
I wish you all could see the view from up here. Just absolutely astonishing. And Preston and Steve, something tells me you should probably hand out some life preservers, because I probably feel today there's a possibility we could all drown in a sea of love. So, friends, on behalf of Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger, in conjunction with Philly Wedding Company, it is our absolute honor and privilege to welcome you all here today. This morning, you will profess the love and devotion you have for each other. This morning, you will leave this event and venture on a glorious trail, an adventure to be shared with the person you love, with the person you are about to marry. So, as we prepare to profess your love for each other, I ask that you please face each other and join hands. At this time, I ask that you look into your partner's eyes, but more importantly, look into your partner's heart. This person whom you hold by the hand is about to become your life partner. I pose to you the following questions. Please respond by saying, "I will." Do you promise to be one another's true love?
I will.
Do you promise to cherish this union and love one another today more than you did yesterday? Do you promise to love one another faithfully through good times and bad? Do you promise to cling to one another in times of adversity?
They're thinking that one over.
By the way, the squeaking is Gritty also yes. saying, "I will." That's how he speaks.
And do you promise to be one another's best friends as long as you both shall live? At this time, there will be a reading by Steve Morrison.
Thank you. This is a reading from Weston's Letters to the Lowerites. Love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It does not become irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now that said, sometimes love would love to know where the freaking remote is. Love would love to not pretend that your friend from college isn't the biggest banshee bitch on earth. Love would probably like to reintroduce the mouth into the bedroom. Not saying it has to happen all the time, but once in a while would be nice. Of course, love is not stupid, though. Love knows it should probably put the toilet seat down now and then, especially at night so you don't end up cannonballing into the water. Love knows that we consider to take a shower before intimacy so you don't smell like Kennett Square during mushroom season. Love should probably realize it shouldn't jam its hands down its pants like someone grabbing for a bridge jumper, especially in front of that bitchy friend from college. Yes, love is eternal. Love is nice. Love is so good, I said it thrice. Thank you.
Steve Morrison.
I am completely overwhelmed. Thank you, Steve. That was just wonderful. So now we will prepare to exchange rings. And as you do, let these rings be a constant reminder to both of you of the vows and commitment you have made here today. So now I will ask, partners on the left.
That's if you're facing this way.
Partners
if you're
on
facing
the left.
Us.
If you're facing us, it's this way. Partners on the left, please place your ring on your beloved's third finger, left hand.
Well, that's a lot of math for this.
All right, now I ask you, you will answer I do. Do you take this partner, I'm sorry, do you take this person to be your partner in life? Do you promise to cherish them every day? And do you give this ring as a sign of your love, loyalty, and commitment? And to those receiving these rings, do you accept this ring as a symbol of your partner's love and devotion? You may place the ring on the finger. All right. To our partners on the right, please place your ring on your partner's third finger, left hand.
May I jump in here for a second?
You may.
If those partners would like to speak up when they respond, that'd be awesome.
Yes. I now ask you, do you take this person to be your partner in life, to cherish every day? Do you give this ring as a sign of your love, loyalty, and commitment? You may place the ring on your partner's finger. Please remember that these rings you have exchanged today are a symbol of your marriage as well as the promises you have made. A ring is like a circle, and as we all know, a circle has no beginning and a circle has no end. A love with no beginning and no end is what we all wish for you here today. So here comes the best part, folks. Having heard the vows of your fidelity and love by the powers vested in me, by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, in the eyes of Gritty, and before Preston and Steve, it is my honor and privilege to pronounce that from this moment on, you are partners for life. You may now.
Yeah!
You guys can kiss now.
You can kiss now.
Yes.
Kiss your bride. Kiss it.
Kiss it. Is that what he
kiss.
Said?
Kiss it.
Oh,
you heard the declaration.
My goodness.
The command.
Everyone in this tent who participated is now officially married.
Woo! This is a wonderful thing to witness. Everyone is kissing and making. You know what?
And Gritty's kissing a few.
I'm blown away by how emotional I feel right now.
I do as well, Steve.
I mean, I knew it was going to be lovely. How could it not be in a parking lot? But this is amazing.
You see these people looking in each other's eyes.
Yes.
And it was wonderful.
This gentleman right here wearing the hat in the very front row, he is sobbing.
He's crying.
There you go. Congratulations,
so
everybody.
Wow.
And all the fanatic right. is out there hugging everybody.
Oh, man. So we are gonna move right along. Now that you guys are officially married, we are going to have, and it's all for you, a five-minute reception.
Yeah!
And we will start with the first dance as partners for life. So I turn to possibly the greatest wedding band in the world, Drop Dead Sexy, to play your first song. But right after that, we're going right into the party, folks. So
don't go anywhere.
Here we go. Your first dance.
I think the Fanatic and Gritty should dance.
I think we may have made a love connection there
today. I think
so. This is unbelievable.
I think the Bimbo Bear and Sir Francis might actually be married.
I think the Bimbo Bear clearly has the most limited sight of any of the mascots.
Yes. Oh,
this is love club. It's amazing.
Oh, this is great.
And listen, the mascots are wandering around, interacting with our dancers. You can see a lot of love in the room, Preston.
Yeah. We've got couples of all different faiths here. It's wonderful, different ages.
Some are dressed up fully in wedding attire, and others are in casual clothing.
Yeah, I see a Miller Lite beer Christmas sweater. And by the way, the Fanatic had jumped on with the band and was playing his tambourine for a little while.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
Look at the Fanatic. Gritty, everybody.
Ready? Here we go. This is all on video, by the way. You can stream it live. And now it's time to crank the party up. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes of all wedding dance songs.
Kathy, get out there and dance.
Woo! Fanatics on stage playing the tambourine. Do you remember? Casey went to join the party. He's got to get out and dance.
It's so great.
There he goes. Here comes Casey, everybody.
A wedding guest favorite.
Absolutely. There he is. Yeah, Casey, go. He's dancing with Bimbo.
This is a wonderful scene here.
Yes, it is.
Eagles cheerleaders joining in.
They're doing their dance routine.
Yes. It looks like a Sid Marty Croft reception.
Dude, Steve, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
With Gritty, eyes shaking all over the place. He's got some moves, man. We got brides coming over, hugging Steve right now, thanking him. All our mascots are mixed into the party crowd here. Everybody's up for a dance. Woo! Oh, now we got a train started.
Oh, Casey, start that.
Oh, Casey, I don't know. Bimbo is. Here comes the train. Everybody on board.
This is awesome.
I can't stop watching Gritty. Gritty's awesome, man. And the Fanatic's on stage. Here he's coming down now. He's getting in the train. There's a bunch of kids in the audience.
Super. This is how long every reception should last.
Dude, there has never been anything like this ever. I've never seen anything like this. Dude, this is fun.
So there's a whole bunch of people in here. There's still some spectators in the back. There's people outside looking in.
I hope there's people that are coming by right now that had no idea this was going to happen.
Uh-huh. train is trying to move around the room. President's come to a halt. So many people in here.
Yeah, let's hear it, guys.
Yeah! That was wonderful.
All right, now we're going to do...
lovely couples.
We are going to do one more thing. We need all our married couples in the middle here because we need to have our bites of wedding cake right now. So we are going to have our friends at Kriebel's Bakery. They are Kriebel's Custom Bakeries are bringing out... Right now, they made over 300 of these awesome, very detailed and beautiful cupcakes that we're going to have you guys in the wedding tradition feed to each other. And what we'd really like to do is get the biggest collection of people smashing the cake into each other's face. If they were, this gal down front, I just saw her go, I don't smash cake in my face.
That's okay.
I don't do that. That's all right. That's all right. But Gritty, dance moves on Gritty, man. You have got the chops. Let's hear it for Gritty and his dancing.
And wow. Preston, everyone, again, this crowd looks phenomenal.
Yes.
And the dance moves, everything was great. That's just about the right length for a good reception, I think.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah, one song.
And now we're going to proceed to this. A lot of cakes. How many were made? How many cupcakes?
Over 300.
300. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. So after we do the couples, we'll bring out the cupcakes, and you guys will all of our participants will be able to grab some. So they're being handed out, and we want to get a nice photo op of you guys feeding each other. Are we still waiting on cupcakes for some of you guys?
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, quick show of hands. People are still amazed that right now they're married.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, and is anyone interested in consummating the marriage in our RV later on? We have a lot of hands
wow,
going on.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out.
Gritty does.
Gritty does.
He doesn't know what consummate means.
No, right. No, no.
I'll tell you later. Oh, no. I'll tell you later.
All right, so they're going to hand out the cupcakes, and we'll get that going in just a moment. But I can't thank our friends from the Filling Wedding Company enough, Reverend Patrick and Reverend Joe, Patrick Loftus and Joe Sheridan. They got in touch with us and said, hey, we do weddings. You want to do something? And we kind of took it up a couple of levels and said, let's marry a ton of people.
I thought it was an awesome success. It still continues, obviously. But the yep. magic, we also have things to dispense and things to give away. That's coming up in a bit.
Yeah, we're going to do that in the following break. We have the honeymoon trip to give away. We have the engagement ring from Steven Singer Jewelers and the wedding bands from Steven Singer Jewelers. And by the way, distributing the cupcakes are Eagles cheerleaders.
Yes.
So we got to thank them for being
and
here, too.
And I believe
too.
The dance team from the Wings are here as well, President.
Excellent.
Oh, the Hot Wings.
Thank you.
Wings.
Are they the Hot Wings?
I don't know. That's what Chuck wants to call them.
That's all a great
that's
name.
That's a good idea, yeah.
I love that name. Kathy, you don't like that name?
No, Gritty grabs a cupcake. He's getting it all over his costume. Put it down, Gritty.
Okay.
Put it down. Put the cupcake down.
Oh, oh my God. He's going to throw it. Careful. He's going to throw it at you, Kathy.
Careful.
Yeah.
My boy the Fanatic will have my back.
All right. So here we go. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We can sell these pictures, though, to plushie sites, Preston.
Yeah, this is a plushie orgy, actually.
Plushie orgy.
All right, so we're going to grab Steve. You want a cupcake from Kriebel's there? Here, yeah, right there. Right. Casey's got a plate full. Oh, don't do it yet. Hold on. You guys, hang on.
Hold on a second.
You guys are already eating. We need to do this all together. We want to get a good photo op. So, Casey, do you and I want to do it? Do we want to do it like this way or no?
Yeah.
I'm not going to smash it in your face, dude.
Promise?
I promise.
All right.
No, because we could feed our own, or should we feed it to each other?
Well, yeah. No, we'll just feed ourselves.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, raise your cupcake. This is a tradition at all weddings. Congratulations and enjoy. You're now married, so have your cupcake. Smash it in the faces if you want to. Go right ahead and do it. We're going to get pictures of this. So thank you very much, Casey. Yeah.
I got a little bit on me, Preston.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. A little bit on my forehead.
Did Gritty do that?
Yes!
I don't want to Gritty up. This will look, because this is a chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cupcake, it'll look bad on Gritty.
You
but
look great,
how are
Steve.
They?
Steve, when you woke up this morning, did you have any idea that at a wedding, Gritty was going to smash a cake in your face?
I had no idea, but it was an honor. And I see the Fanatics over there. He's instituting the cupcake dispensing and crushing. Everyone looks so lovely, though. I can see where they wouldn't want to smash in each other's faces.
I understand.
I'm actually surprised people got as done up as they are.
Hey,
they,
did you guys smash it? did you smash cakes at your wedding?
Yes, we did.
You did?
No. We had a sword fight.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Me and the groomsman.
Wow. Yeah, I did. Did you?
A little bit. I felt like I had to, but
I don't know.
Kathy, there's no way.
No.
You said that it...
Well, I was just going to say that there are... Like, I think there are different types of situations when it comes to the cake. And it's either they talk about it and it's, no, we're not doing that. Or it's just all out and they smash the cake.
Did you have the discussion before the wedding?
Oh, yeah. Like,
don't
no.
you even think
no,
about
I'm
it
No, I'm going to have... Do you know how much money I'm paying to have my makeup done?
No. No way. Too clean for that.
All right. So I guess we need to, we're going to come back in a moment. We're going to find our winners.
Yes, and talk to them, see how, you know, how they're enjoying married life right now.
Yeah, and then after that, they actually have to go do a little more paperwork.
Yes, they do.
To make it all final. So should we take a break and come back with that?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue partying here in the tent, but when we come back, we'll find out who our winners are. Drop Dead Sexy, the greatest wedding band in the world, on stage. We'll come back in just a moment with more of the MM Barbecue and our mass wedding.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Cool gifts are what Worldwide Stereo is all about. Wrap a genuine surprise and wow someone all year long. Montgomeryville, Ardmore, and online at worldwidestereo.com.
Hey gang, this holiday season, your special someone is going to unwrap and unwind. If you get them a gift card from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa, and there's a special offer, you can save $10 on spa gift cards at regular pricing, or you can buy a holiday spa package, and you get a free massage or facial gift card with that. Go to handandstone.com today for all the information.
I hate Steven Singer. You know why? At Steven Singer Jewelers, everyone gets the perfect price. No coupons, no sales, no negotiating. Just the perfect price every day. Feel great about buying a diamond. Visit Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. So we have this room full of married couples, and we did have a few gifts that we wanted to share, and unfortunately we can't give them to everybody because 60 couples is a whole lot.
It's a lot.
But we do have some that we're going to choose randomly. So we would like to welcome one of our longest supporters in the way of advertising, which is everything in radio.
Absolutely.
And we love him to death. Some people hate him, but we love him. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steven Singer is here. All right, so what are you doing?
So running with the devil.
Okay, running with the devil. Steven Singer. Oh, he's the devil.
Oh, I got it.
I got it. Nice to see you, Steven. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Look at these happy couples.
You see it all the time.
I do see it all the time. Man, oh, man, 60 happy couples.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of planning to get here today. And by that, I mean Nick called me last night after the show and said, hey, we're going to have 10 couples, but we changed our mind. We're going to have 60 couples. Yeah. This is fantastic. You guys look great.
All right. So what we're going to do, and one thing that we didn't know that you had availed us to, now we are going to give away 10 sets of wedding bands. We're going to draw for those in a moment. But one of them, Steven stepped up and he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to sweeten the pot a little bit. And what are you going to offer up?
Well, we have a beautiful, ready-for-love princess bypass diamond engagement ring, and one lucky couple is going to get a diamond engagement ring.
All right,
that's awesome.
So we're gonna draw. We took a poll to find out what couples here did not have an engagement ring because some people, you know, this was a
maybe
couldn't afford it.
The budget was a little tight this time, but they were able to come here and get married. So if we can add out a few more of the accoutrement, that'd be great.
So we're gonna Casey took all the names. He's put them in a hat.
All right.
And Steven is going to reach in and pull out our winner. And then we're going to welcome that couple. If he draws your name, make sure you come up front here. And Marissa's holding up the microphone. And we'll say hello to you. And we will award you with your gift. So, Steven, who is the winner of the diamond engagement ring?
Joyce and John, 12 years together. Where's Joyce and
Where
John?
Where are they?
All right, Joyce and John, come on up front here. We want you guys to come and receive your diamond engagement
12
ring.
Years together.
Yeah, is that them? No, come here, guys.
Yeah, come on
up
over.
Here.
Yeah, come on up.
Come up here. She doesn't want to?
Well, I'm going to go to her.
All right.
Oh,
there you
hey,
go.
Joyce.
Oh, that's
are you
not
Joyce?
Them.
It's not
that's
them.
Not them. Oh, they're right here.
There they are.
Those
even better.
Joyce's mom was more excited than Joyce.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, guys. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Congratulations, first of all, on getting married. You guys
Thank
have been
you.
Together for 12 years.
Wow.
What took so long?
John?
Opportunity. Just didn't knock, you know?
Oh, here it is. 12 years?
Thank you. Thank you very much for providing the opportunity.
No problem. Which one of you got in touch with us for the wedding?
Oh, me.
Oh, of course it was you. Yeah.
Okay, and John, did you have to sell it, or was it an immediate?
No, it was an immediate reaction.
All right. Well, you both look lovely. This is a special day, and now you have an official engagement ring from Steven Singer.
Yeah, so, John, would you please place that on Joyce's finger, please?
Do you want to actually get on your knee and ask her to marry you?
That'd be nice.
We're doing this backwards.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, there we go.
Great. There we go.
Now make it count, John.
Joyce, will you marry me?
Let me think about it.
Oh! All right.
Oh, perfect. There it is.
That's great.
Thank
Preston,
you.
We just had them renew their vows.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations,
Beautiful.
Guys.
I'm so happy.
Thank you. Enjoy. All right. Now, we have other prizes we're going to give away. We're going to do this a little quickly because there's 10 of them. But what about the wedding bands? What can you tell us about that, Stephen?
Well, first off, we have a beautiful, what we call an Alex wedding band, 7-millimeter wide stainless steel band for all of the men. And for all of the ladies, we have a beautiful pave wedding band. Now, when we found out all these couples, we had made up a new ring, a special ring. And it's very, very, it's cute and it's little. So we were going to call it the Kathy Marissa ring.
Yeah.
It's brand new. We haven't named it yet. Or the Pristina. We don't know which.
Oh.
But we're going to name it after the Camp Out for Hunger. This is a special ring that we're making only for today. But.
Did you forget?
I didn't forget. I didn't forget. There is 60 couples. When we planned this out, in our divine wisdom, we said there was going to be 10 couples. We're going to make sure that all 60 couples get wedded by us.
That is awesome.
Oh.
So we're not going to pick any names. Everybody at the Camp Out for Hunger is a winner.
You all get wedding rings. How cool is that?
You are the man.
You know, for a second there, I thought the hair oil was causing an issue, and he was just selling the sizzle.
That is phenomenal, Steve.
Yes, so we have some beautiful couples here, and if there's any same-sex couples, we got hers, whatever you like, we're going to hook you up, courtesy of Preston and Steve, Steven Singer Jewelers, and the Camp Out for Hunger. Give generously.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Damn.
That's all. I did not see that coming. We're used to being wowed, but you brought it this time, Steve.
Well, now all you have to do is catch a marshmallow in your ass.
Yes.
To win.
And everyone gather out by the can drop.
Don't worry about that. I'm sure you'll be able to do it.
All right. IHateStevenSinger.com in the other corner of 8th and Walnut. Go and see Steven Singer.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No, that's phenomenal. You know, Preston, by the way, I just, you know the gentleman years ago who had the full penis tattooed on his thigh?
Yeah.
He's here with his new bride,
really?
His new wife.
Oh, he's right over there.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He came back for the balls.
He
by
came
the way.
Back for the balls on the tattoo, and now he has a full, now he has a wife and everything.
By the way, it's not a little thing.
No,
it's huge.
His entire thigh.
It's a huge tattoo.
It's a veiny penis. It's pretty crazy.
That's
what does
cool,
your
man.
Sign say? It says, my sister got hitched on Preston and Steve. Very
That's
nice.
That's awesome.
I love that sign. All right, now we still have a honeymoon to give away, Case.
Yes.
All right. So we are going to draw for that, right?
Yes, we are.
And you guys have already all won, so you can't be angry at the people who win because you didn't win. But what we are going to give away is a 4-day, 3-night trip or 4 to a resort in Florida on the Gulf of Mexico. That includes round-trip airfare, 4-day rental car as well. And we will draw the name. And if you do indeed win, come up front here, and we'll congratulate you, and we'll chat with you. And Marissa is going to be down front with the microphone. So anybody want to draw, or should I do it? Or do
you do it. Go ahead.
You don't want to do it. All right.
I'm so nervous.
All right. Our winner of the trip is, I can't read the last name.
Oh, God.
But it's Joy and Jeannie.
Yeah.
Are Joy and Jeannie here?
Joy and Jeannie?
Am I right about that? Or is it Jay and Jeannie?
Jay and Jeannie?
Is it Jay and Jeannie?
Is
it Joe and
Joey and Jeannie?
Joey!
Hey!
Joey! This is awesome.
Oh, dude.
Do they have kids, too?
They're bringing their baby over.
No, so the baby just got married.
They literally, there's four of them, and it's a trip for four. No,
actually,
it's five of them.
It's five of them.
I leave the little one at home.
Oh, you don't have to keep the little one. He's too little.
Yes.
We need an extra ticket.
We'll work on that. Wow. Okay, so it's Joey and Jeannie. Is that correct? All right, cool. Congratulations, Joey. Where are you from, man?
Upper Darby.
Upper Darby.
Delco!
Delco.
Nice. You guys have three kids.
And a much-needed vacation.
Yeah, I can imagine. How long have you guys been together?
About 21 years.
Oh, 21 my
goodness. Years, and now you're officially hit. Does it feel different now?
Not at all.
No.
No, not at all.
But that's a beautiful wedding dress you have, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, it's always a good idea because you can have the kids and they can be your wedding photographers. It always works out.
Yeah, it does.
Well, congratulations. We have the trip for you guys. The honeymoon
is yours.
Thank
you so much.
All right, let's hear it for Joy and Gina, guys.
What a beautiful family.
Yes.
Love.
Wow. Now, one of the things that we didn't really discuss, Steve, was we had kicked around the idea of someone consummating the marriage in the Preston and Steve RV.
Yes.
We probably skipped that part.
Yeah, we haven't really gone over that yet.
We have not.
No, and we didn't buy extra sheets.
We didn't buy tarp, as was the plan.
I mean, Steve's bed is already tainted.
Yeah, it's got some of my pubes on it.
Is that, what's the more romantic is...
The couch.
The couch in the middle?
Oh, my God.
I think that would be beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Right by a roaring fire.
Yes, yes.
Right by a roaring fire in a very expensive RV.
Yeah.
With access to kitchen facilities.
All right.
There's Diet Pepsi in
the
fridge.
Diet Pepsi.
Hey, there's a sink right there to clean off.
Huge trays of potato chips.
Yeah, that's true.
Entenmann's.
Mission Barbecue potato
chips.
Now,
we'll have to obviously, but if someone's interested in doing that, I think they can do it.
Yeah, we have plenty of photographers here to take a, capture the moment.
You guys want the moment where... Well, your child is conceived.
By the way, we had them fill out a little form for the honeymoon that we just gave away, and there's a box at the bottom that says, "Yes, I would like to consummate the marriage." I kid you not.
And
if they checked it, then and we draw out of here, and it's got a check on it, then that'll be our winner.
All right, I think that's cool. Now, what we should probably do is make sure that they are left
undisturbed.
So we'll
put a guard out in front.
Right.
Yeah, we'll put Gary Lauer out front.
Gary Lauer, yeah. Who wouldn't want what new couple wouldn't want a threesome with Gary Lauer?
Okay, should I draw for that?
No.
Yeah.
Kathy is totally against it.
Who is still into consummating their relationship in the RV?
Yeah, we got a few.
You guys are weird.
All right, I'm going to draw. Okay. That one said no.
Okay.
Let me try. This one says yes.
All right.
We will consummate our marriage in the RV. And it is Ariel Masters and Bill Sourmilch.
Oh, there we go.
It's the dude that was crying.
She looks thrilled.
She's covering her face.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Ariel, did you know?
I didn't. That was he checked that off.
All right. So you didn't know about
that. She had no idea he checked that off. Well, you can just simply make out if you want.
You filled out the sign.
Yes, I filled it out, yes.
Okay. All right, well, it can be like 7 minutes in heaven.
7 minutes
whatever
in heaven.
Whatever goes on
that?
In there is your own business.
Now, we'll have a guard outside just to make sure you're all set.
By the way, I was curious about you two because you guys wore black today. You have a black wedding dress. It's beautiful. Any particular reason why you went with that color?
Our wedding theme that we have, our wedding's next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're having a heavy metal theme wedding.
Perfect.
So today we were really able to express ourselves, but next year I will be wearing my mom's wedding dress.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. We got you to have the fun wedding.
You know, I've been married twice because I got married legally, at City Hall and then got married again in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Is your wedding going to be a destination wedding?
In Elsinboro, New Jersey, at the inn at Salem Country Club, and it's like a gorgeous venue.
Okay.
Very nice.
And so, but that'll be for the family, and you'll be doing a very traditional wedding. This was a more fun
one. This was one for Gritty.
I assume you'll be consummating your marriage there in front of your family, right?
she didn't hear. He's talking to her, so she didn't hear you.
That's all right.
That's okay. She just silenced him. She shushed him. Hang on a moment. I'm talking to the guys on the radio right now. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together about 2.5 years.
All right.
Nice.
And awesome. We never saw each other making it this far.
Really?
He was in one of the worst car accidents Thoroughfare New Jersey has ever seen a year ago.
No kidding.
And I thought I lost him. And the fact he proposed to me in the hospital last year.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that we're getting married on the Preston and Steve, you guys donated baskets to his beef and beer fundraiser, and it means so much to be here, like, and him be here, and we love Preston and Steve, and this, like, today means so much to us.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, that's awesome, guys.
And I want to ask you, you were really emotional after you guys kissed. Was part of it realizing that this couldn't have happened possibly because of the bad accident and everything?
No, I mean, the way I look at the accident was it could have been worse.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then why were you crying so much then, is my question.
Because I love her, and you don't know, like, I've been listening to you guys for so long. This means so much to me to be able to do this in front of you guys and be
great.
A part of this.
Yeah.
I thought you might have been
it's
crying.
It's just, like, it's our style, and it's how we do life, and it's just, it fits to way too perfect.
No, that's awesome. He was actually crying because he forgot to tell her he checked the consummation box.
I can't believe we're going to sell
it. It's a great story, guys.
She actually didn't check that originally when we filed the paperwork because she didn't know what it meant. I was like, no, wait, we have to sign this part because I'm down for that.
I had a bowel movement this morning.
Exactly.
They were going to let us use the bathroom.
I'm not consummated. Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Marissa, grab that mic. Right. I would like to ask the guys to do one thing. One of my favorite things that Steve has started doing recently is whenever I mention The Bachelor, the TV show, Steve, you always go,
I love you.
I love you. I need all the guys to do it that way when I count to three. We need a good, I love you. All right, you ready? One, two, three. Yes! That just made it all happen. Wow, amazing. All right, well, congratulations, guys. Let's take another break.
Yes.
You guys who just got married, we do need you to go back over to Xfinity Live. That's where we're going to go do the paperwork, correct?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Once that's done, you can come on back.
Yeah, you can come back, but there's some stuff that needs to get done, so you know where you started. Go back over that way. Congratulations. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a second.
Congratulations.
Yay! Camp Out for Hunger on MMR. Hey, gang. All this week, we're camping out and broadcasting our show from Xfinity Live in South Philly.
For our 21st annual Preston and Steve Camp Out for Hunger, benefiting Philabundance.
Inside the warm confines of the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent, we'll have special guests each morning, along with hot coffee from the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, a Dunkin' Donuts.
WMMR.com has all the info you'll need. Camp Out would not be possible without the generosity of you, our great friends and listeners, and our partners.
Dave and Buster's. United Site Services, Westchester University, Chorus Photography, Ryan Party Rentals, Worth USA, and Norris Sales Company Incorporated.
WMMR and Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Putting Philly first.
All right, thank you very much, Kat. So, yeah, we're going to try to do this TV and radio hookup thing at exactly the same time. So, Jen, our friend from Fox 29, has got the camera right here. She's waiting for her cue from them. They're going to go over and talk to Steve, but she's got a mic that she, I think Marissa's bringing a handheld.
There we go.
Right there. Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I have to tell you, hi, everyone. Okay, you know that the first time I joined you for the Cardboard Classic, I thought that was a bit extra.
Yeah.
This is extra.
Yeah, this was big. And less life-threatening than the Cardboard Classic.
But I said, there were some guys here from the Philadelphia Wings. I'm like, this is what they do. They do it big. They do it loud. They do it Philly.
Yes,
I mean, that's basically, the Preston and Steve Show is Philly.
And we do it with mascots. We like that a lot as well.
I'm not going to lie. When the one, is it a bear or a...
The Bimbo Bear?
Yeah.
Yes. Osito.
What's his name?
Besito?
Osito.
Osito. Did you see, like, half his head was stuck behind the curtain?
Yes, he almost had his head ripped off before the ceremony ever got started.
And we have a bus stop buddy, and it's usually, like, an intern. They're telling me to stand by, so we'll have to be, TV-friendly soon.
Yep.
But, like, bus stop buddy has arrived at camps without his head on. Because the intern's like, oh, I got to have it on before I show up at camp?
Yeah,
man, you got to have your head on, man.
Right,
That will traumatize.
You got to sell the drama.
Yeah. Come on, Dave, you go to Temple. All right, so I have to tell you guys, and I'll probably repeat this on television, so you'll forgive me.
All right.
We got here around a little bit after 6.
Okay, I didn't see you.
Yeah, our quarterback, Mike Jarek, he wanted, like, to see this from the jump, right?
Okay.
So they were, like, checking in, the brides and the grooms. I texted Casey.
Yes.
They were so nervous.
I was really impressed with how, I mean, first off, the brides all look lovely. The guys were done up nice. Even people were just dressed casually were set up for it. And then once it kicked in, and Kathy sort of said it as well, it was like, oh my God, yeah, they're getting married. And it was awesome.
I was
shocked at how overwhelmed I was.
The cool thing, though, is that you're right. They can't, and it, I know you guys had people that decided to do makeup for you guys.
Yes.
And there was a lot of people. But and then there was, like, I don't know if he's still here. There was this, like, pop from Ireland. And he was hilarious because he was like, I tried to buy him a dog so he could get out of it. If he had a dog, he wouldn't have to go get married.
Well, there's going to be a great relationship over the years. Is your dad coming? Great.
No, he was grandpa.
All right,
so.
All right.
But I have to say, you guys are amazing. And the mascots... If Gritty could come to my wedding,
yeah.
I would get remarried.
Yeah, would you really?
Yes, of course. Maybe to the same guy. All right, here we are.
All right, we're going on Fox 29. Here we go. All right. So switch. You might need to
Are they going to have a bouquet toss? No. Yes?
No, we didn't,
no.
Do, we didn't
no,
do that.
We didn't think about that. We figured we'd let them consummate the RV.
Okay, so that's another thing. Let's keep it TV friendly, but basically, what just happened?
They consummated in the RV.
Okay, well, then there you go. Thank you very much. So these are mostly, like, friends and family that are here.
Yeah. So what we have is, yeah, come on, make some noise, guys. A tremendous amount of people. So we have the 60 couples. There were a lot of friends and, as you said, family. And then, obviously, just the people who are dropping off food today, it definitely increased the amount of attendance this morning. And so people are just getting, you know, they're just still in the spirit. We have a rocking party band here, Preston.
Yeah, Drop Dead Sexy.
I mean, it doesn't get better than this, correct?
Yep.
Correct. Now, I have to say, you were out front and center giving amazing and well, you know, thought about remarks. The back row, I'm going to go around here. I'm sure this is illegal.
No, but anyway, come on around.
It's totally legal.
It's illegal.
So we have to use our TV microphone.
To see that Preston and Casey and Nick were kind of like, hi, laughing. I mean, laughing with, not at,
yeah.
when basically Gritty was like acting out the ceremony.
Oh yeah, Gritty, who speaks by way of a squeaky thing, his hand squeaks, was saying I do with his hand or I will each time that they were sharing their vows, and it made it extra special for us.
I will say this as we wrap it up. The thing that I love about you guys is that this looks like it was planned over the course of 17 months. So like a good day, you know, Mike will say, let's have a pep rally tomorrow. This thing was planned 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and you know what? I probably shouldn't even talk because I didn't do much of the planning at all. So
you
I mean,
did
honestly,
a fair amount, yes.
Honestly, a lot.
Called a guy who called a guy who called a guy?
Honestly, a lot of this was done by Nick McElwain and Marissa Magnata.
Nick and Marissa! All right, we love you guys. How long can they contribute till Friday at noon?
A little before that, around Friday, around 11 a.m., we're going to stop taking contributions. But we are available till about 9 o'clock in the evening each day. So if you can't make it by during the morning broadcast, Pierre Robert will be here later on today. Jackson will be here later. And then the same thing goes for tomorrow afternoon, morning and evening.
It's as if you've been sleeping in an RV.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
And now one that's...
But well, yeah, having an absolute blast. So.
And the lucky couple was in his bed.
Yes.
Yep. Congratulations.
I'm very happy for them. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Love
Jennifer
you guys.
Fredericks, guys.
Yes. Yes. You have to watch what you say for TV. We have a little bit more latitude.
That we do.
Dad.
All right. We got to do the bizarre file, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's do that right now. Here we go.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
This morning is brought to you by Primo Hoagies. Score big when you serve Primo Hoagie trays on game day. Primo Hoagies, it's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. PrimoHoagies.com. A passenger on an Indian airline was kicked off the flight after he was caught tying a handkerchief around his face to make a terrorist joke on Snapchat.
Oh, and that didn't go over well?
Yeah. Yogvendant Padar was detained by police after another passenger told the crew that he had sent a message including the words terrorist and destroy.
Has this guy flown within the past 20 years?
The caption of the image he sent via Snapchat said, terrorist on flight, I destroy women's hearts. So that was his joke.
Yeah.
It backfired during the flight. The plane was taxiing along the runway and ready to take off when passengers who had seen his Snapchat message informed the stewards.
You can't do that.
Yes, and one of the attendants then passed the warning along to the pilot who contacted air traffic
control. And years ago, this is before 9/11, before any of that, I was traveling with a comedian who, in line, we're at the airport getting ready to board the flight, made a bomb joke, and they yanked his ass out of that line so quickly. I mean, you got to be a complete dumbass.
I had a cousin who was at the airport in Atlanta. He was flying back to Philly, and they said, "Can you step aside?" And he was like, "Oh man, come on!" Like he didn't even have—I don't even think he had luggage on him. It was a quick trip, and he was like, "It's not like I have a bomb on me." Okay, bye bye. He spent the night in jail.
Yeah, and the night in jail—they kept him overnight.
They kept him overnight in jail. Absolutely. Yep, you can't do that.
Don't do it. All right, next story. In a wanton act of domestic battery, a Florida woman pelted her mate with Chinese food.
Wanton. I got it. God, that's good. That's good stuff.
As he was laying in bed early Monday evening, Donna Lee Gramley became irate after the man she lives with purchased food for neighbors. The couple shares a residence at a mobile home park and in the Tampa Bay area. The incensed Gramley threw Chinese food at the 64-year-old victim as he was lying in bed. When cops arrived home, the Chinese food, quote, remnants could still be seen on the bed, according to the complaint. After being read her rights, Gramley reportedly admitted throwing the food at the victim. She was arrested for domestic battery and was also hit with a resisting charge for allegedly bracing and pulling away when a sheriff's deputy sought to handcuff her. The victim does not appear to have been injured by the flung Chinese food.
She cracked open the fortune cookie. You know what it said?
No.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah, there you go. A teenager in Germany managed to lose his driver's license in 49 minutes after getting it. The 18-year-old was traveling with four friends after successfully passing his driving test when he was allegedly clocked speeding near the western town of Islehorn around 60 miles per hour, about twice the speed limit in the area.
Wow.
He had temporarily had his license revoked because of it. He's barred from being behind the wheel for at least 4 weeks less than an hour after he gotten his driver's license.
How long before you had your first ticket? I mean, after you got your license?
I think I was 16.
16?
Yeah, think I got one that first year.
Yeah.
Got to learn some lessons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. A brazen daylight robbery took a strange turn when it was foiled by the store's sword-wielding owners. Security footage from the Ashok Jewelers in Ontario shows four men attempting to break into the store. It's pretty wild footage. After they smash a window with what appears to be a hammer, one of the robbers crawls in, only to be greeted by the store's owners as well as the owner's son and brother.
And they're all brandishing swords?
They all had swords, and they're swinging them around at the
Wow.
Sky. Yeah, it was wild. The son of the store's owner said that the decision was spur of the moment. We have to defend ourselves, he said. In the video, the robber dives back out of the window trying to enter once more. Before he joins three others, and they retreat to a nearby Dodge Durango and drive away, successfully thwarted.
Well, there was a similar robbery at Sword World, and the owner came at him with diamond rings.
Oh, my God. But video from another angle shows
Here's the video.
Yeah, how lucky the defenders were. One of the robbers draws what appears to be a handgun.
Jesus. It's like a real deal. Everyone's slipping and falling all over each other, but... And they keep trying to come through. He's got a gun.
Yeah, he has a gun. And at one point, he motions as if he was trying to shoot, but the gun jams.
Wow.
So these guys got lucky because these guys would have killed him. Police say that an investigation into the incident is ongoing. And then we'll do one more story. This is pretty wild. Sheriff's deputies arrested two teenage boys they say stole an airplane at a private airstrip in rural eastern Utah, flew it about 15 miles, and then landed it successfully at another airport.
Wow. Were they...
These are teenagers.
Had they taken any lessons?
I don't know. They're 14 and 15 years old. They stole the single-engine Cessna from a private
airport. You'd have to know something. There'd be no way you could do that without some knowledge of flying.
I mean, video games, maybe? Is there a simulator?
Well, actually. Maybe? I mean, you could.
They stole it from a private airstrip. The sheriff's office said that they... left the group home earlier this week and were staying with friends in the area. They apparently gained access to a tractor. They stole that and drove that to the airstrip.
These little felons.
Where they took off in a plane and were spotted flying low along U.S. 40. They were arrested at the airport and being held at the youth detention center. But they got to be pretty talented.
Yeah, man.
If they're able to fly and land a plane. Pretty amazing.
Little and juvies.
That's why it's in the bizarre file this morning, friend. So that's all I got for you this particular
round of applause for Preston Elliott. Yeah. Yeah. Your master of ceremonies. Thank you. And your bizarre file.
My throat is worn out from all the yelling and excitement.
The revelry.
Of the wedding.
It's astonishing.
Yeah. We have to take a break, but I don't know if you realize that our less than privileged listeners have been in their seats since 7 a.m.
Oh, my God.
No, the truth of the matter is because you're less than privileged, you get to stay longer. I just made that rule up.
Okay. We need to do another one.
All right.
Okay. Can we do that now?
Yeah, I'll try it. I was going to try this.
Go ahead.
But I had one question before I select. Is today your actual birthday? Today is your actual birthday? Then come on up!
This guy has had the sign up. I guess he turns 30 years old today because that's what the sign says. Cheers to 30 years. And what is your name, man?
My name's Andy Coyle.
Andy, nice to meet you.
Nice
where are you
meet
from?
You too. Newark, Delaware.
All right. A little Delaware in the house.
And Andy, you posted on Twitter, right?
Yes,
I saw your picture. You guys coming down this morning.
Andy,
all right.
Andy, your mom emailed me this morning and wanted us to send a shard out your way.
Of course you did. Well, Mary Coyle's the absolute best. Love you, Mom.
All right, who's with you? Who's behind there?
This is my lovely fiance, Marielle.
Marielle, how you doing?
See you guys next year.
Yeah.
We almost thought about it today.
Sorry. We would have had you jump in. You needed the paperwork.
I know.
Anyhow. All right, so you drew a prize from the WSFS Bank box that we have here, and Marissa's going to tell you what you won.
Happy birthday. You just won a $50 Amazon gift card.
Yeah, dude.
And not only that, we have the privilege, the less than privileged section, because it's in the back today because we had a wedding. But you guys get to go sit in those comfy chairs from Ashley's, and we're going to send over Hannah Stone Massage and Facial Spa, give you a little back rub, and we'll serve some food from Star Restaurants who have been here this morning. And by the way, those make great gift cards.
Absolutely.
Star Restaurants, there's 37 of them in our area.
I just gave one recently.
Excellent. So congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. You guys rock.
Thank you, man. Let's hear it for him.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
By the way, the star restaurants that came in today are Park and El Rey that supplies the food. And were those like, what were we eating? Carnitas? I don't know. I just felt like saying
some,
that.
Chorizo?
I would like some carnitas.
Carnitas.
And some potatoes?
The potatoes.
I had to leave my wife. Her name is Carnito.
And they also brought some pastries and such.
Do you have some pastries?
I assume that's from Park. So thank you, guys. Wonderful food. By the way, in case he wanted me to mention this, lunch is going to be provided by Lee's Hoagie House, and they are coming by shortly around noon, I guess.
All right, yes.
And but we have to thank a group. We had a cancellation on our group that was going to be providing dinner, and we had a last-minute replacement. So we have to give a lot of love to Secret Sauce Barbecue.
Oh.
And that's in Upper Darby, PA.
Yeah, Delco.
Yeah.
Steve Wilson.
Yeah, Steve Wilson stepped up, and they're on Township Line Road, and you can check them out at Secret Sauce BBQ.com. Secret Sauce BBQ.com.
Yeah, they're right on Township Line, right across from, by McCall Golf Course, right across from the post office.
Well, that makes a difference because the people who are here are helping unload the vehicles. All the people who are assisting with the camp out, volunteering their time.
Yes.
It feeds them, and we really appreciate that.
All right, now two things for later on today. I think we can do two things.
Yes.
Both of these. All right, so this afternoon, members of your Philadelphia Flyers are going to be stopping by our tent to help us get some more people to come out. During the slowest time of the day, it slows down. We have a busy morning. Midday slows down. That's one of the reasons that Pierre is here, to kind of goose the numbers a bit. But we brought in some more star power, and we're going to have Konechny, Giroux, and JVR come by. Nick, we have the official times on that now?
2:45 to 3:45. You do have to make, if you want to get a photo with them, you're going to have to make a 50-pound donation. So the first 50 people that make a 50-pound donation starting at 1 p.m.
Right.
We'll get to the opportunity to get a photo with those guys. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Those guys wanted to be here. They're taking time out of their day. And JVR and Claude specifically said, when's camp out this year? We want to be a part of it. So,
and they didn't have a great game last night. They could have canceled. They're not canceling.
That's right.
So we love those guys. So, but keep in mind, 1 o'clock. So come by here and make your purchase, and then you can go hang out in Xfinity Live for a little bit, or stay here and chill for a bit. Hang out. Pierre's going to be doing his show. And then at 2:45, they'll show up. But only those first 50 will get a picture. But you can hang out here and watch the interview and spend some time with those guys. And after this morning show, Casey, how do we want to set this up?
Well, you know what, Nick, if you want to take the reins on this one.
So the Sixers play the Knicks at home tonight, and so there's the home game across the parking lot. But the Sixers have offered up the opportunity to do a knock-around game.
Knockout.
And, no, I'm sorry, knockout game. It's a sit-around doing the knockout game on the court, on the Sixers court. So we're just going to have to take some donations. We'll figure out the exact number, but 50 people are going to be able to play on the Sixers court, and that's going to start at noon today.
Now, Nick, is this bare knuckle?
No. The way knockout works is that you have two basketballs. The guy shoots from the free throw line. If the ball does not go in, he's got to do layups until the ball goes in. But the guy behind him is then shooting. If the guy behind you makes the shot before you make your shot, you're out. Yeah. And you keep doing that until only one person is left.
That's very cool. Yeah, I've never played that.
Yeah, and so the winner of the tournament today will win tickets to a future Sixers game. And,
all right, so there's a prize involved.
Yes.
All right. So we'll do that right after the show today, around 11 o'clock, I guess.
No, about
like
noon.
Oh, about
but
noon.
Show up, stick around, whatever you need to do. If you're a Sixers fan, this is a chance to play on the court.
And Pierre will be here, as will we.
Okay. Did that hit everything?
Yes.
Is there anything else I need to go through?
We need to all have full-blown comas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think we could do that. All right. With that, we should probably take another break because we still got a few more things to do. Drop Dead Sexy, I turn to you. Give us some music. We'll be back in just a moment. More of the Camp Out for Hunger on 93.3 WMMR.
WMMR's live stream. Our daily programming available anytime, anywhere on your desktop, tablet, smartphone, or open the new MMR skill with Alexa. Great sound quality and the occasional bonus song. Nice.
MMR rocks and the Camp Out for Hunger. Only the third day as we continue this party going on. And we got a great group of people here who are hanging with our friends, Drop Dead Sexy. Woo! 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 Drop Dead Sexy, I can't say enough about these guys.
I am very versatile. The fact they provided that wedding music for us.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
And I tell you what, their harmonies are fantastic. I want to thank Paul and Ducky and John and Scott and Justin and Dave. And they've been going like the whole time during the commercial breaks, so I haven't even had a chance to talk to them at all.
Yes, I know.
Because sometimes bands will take a break. So we're going to do we'll do two more segments with you guys since we don't have time to talk because you're just rocking too freaking hard. All right? But I'm telling you, if I were to do it all over again, if Rochelle and I were to do a wedding all over again, these would absolutely be the guys that I would hire to be my wedding band.
And the guy that she would marry instead, he would love it.
He would love it. Yeah. He would be great. But you can check them out at Drop Dead Sexy Band on Facebook. And this Friday, they're playing at Ott's in Washington Township. And then Saturday, PJ Willihan's in Cherry Hill. And then on the 15th, they'll be at Village Pub in Sewell. And then the 21st, Sugar House Casino, they'll be playing there. So a lot of cool gigs coming up. You should go see these guys. I guarantee you'll have a wonderful time. We made a couple of announcements. Flyers coming by later on today. Giroux, Konechny, and JVR stopping by around 2:45. They'll be here for 1 hour. The first 50 people starting at 1 o'clock that donate at least 50 pounds of food will get a wristband. You'll be able to get a picture with all three of those guys.
Love it.
We'll do a quick interview with them on the air. But anybody can be here for that part of it and see the guys when they stop by. And then we're going to play a knockoff game at the Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yep.
And starting at noon, and you'll have to come here to be one of the first 50 people to get to do that. And whoever wins that tournament gets some tickets to a future Sixers game.
That's correct.
So we thank the Sixers for having us over. They're playing tonight, right?
Yeah, they play the Knicks tonight. The Knicks are not as bad as they have been in years past. But, the Sixers are just on a roll at home. So
yeah. Undefeated at home, aren't they?
No, they lost their first one to the Cavs.
Okay.
But since then...
They've been great.
They've been booking,
Jimmy Butler's been awesome.
Nice. All right, a couple of things we need to do. We got to do today's lesson question. We're going to give away a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce Pounders.
Pounders.
And I'm going to go to Nick McElwain for that question. What is it, Nick?
The Temple ROTC team also packed which delicious dessert in a few of their rucksacks?
All right, 215-263-WMMR. The Temple ROTC crew that came by here earlier today had some of them packed what into their rucksacks? 215-263-WMMR. You know the answer. You should get on your phone right now and call us, and we'll take a winner in just a little bit. In the meantime, we are going to do the trash, so let's get to it.
The trash business is a gold gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. New handcrafted espresso drinks from Dunkin' are amazing. Sipping is believing. Get any medium latte or cappuccino for $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Floyd Mayweather splurging on himself this weekend, purchasing $5.3 million in chains and bracelets. Mayweather says he needs the jewelry to maintain his image, which is apparently that of an outlandishly wealthy drag queen. The report is on in the on the death of Stan Lee, and the conclusion is the 95-year-old comic legend died of heart and respiratory failure. Sadly, doctors say had Lee been receiving proper medical care, he could have lived another 8 minutes. And finally, Richard Simmons striking a settlement deal with the National Enquirer after they claimed he was having gender reassignment surgery. Said Simmons, quote, "Yo, bro, I was just worried the rumor would hurt my chance with the bitches."
Wow.
He said that?
That's what Richard Simmons said, and that's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, thank you, Steve. So we'll see if somebody can give us an answer to this question. Earlier today, we had the Temple ROTC crew come by here. They walked 6 miles, loaded up the rucksacks with food. What did some of them have in their rucksacks, as was stated on the air earlier this morning? I will go to Harley. Harley, are you there?
Oh, he's right there.
There he is.
I can't hear you, but I see you waving your hand, so come over here, Harley. We're gonna put you on a microphone, which I don't think we have anybody to escort you. No. But
here comes Marissa.
Here she comes.
You know, it's one of the benefits, Preston, of being right here. You're hearing hearing the question prior to the delay.
I swear to God, Marissa's like the butler in Mr. Deeds.
You're right. Just all of a sudden you turn around and she's there.
Yeah.
Hey, Harley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Where are you from?
I am from Ambler, Pennsylvania.
All right, and do you know what some of the ROTC crew were carrying in the rucksacks?
I do.
What was it?
Pudding.
Pudding.
Pudding!
You got it. Hang on. They're going to get your information.
Wait, I just hung up.
You did?
We'll get it.
All right, well, he'll be calling back. In fact, he's here with us. Marissa will help you out with that. So we are going to give you a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce pounders.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Yards Brawler beer is 4.2% ABV, smooth and malty, and the perfect flavor profile when you're tired of pumpkin-spiced everything. Pick up a case of Pounders by Trenton Road Takeout in Levittown. So congratulations.
Wow, they're sponsoring?
Yeah.
But that was like our...
Was that your place to go?
That was our place, and that was my friend's family owns it. Trenton Road
really?
Takeout. That's where you went for your takeout beer. Yeah.
No kidding. That's cool. Nice. All right. Well, then why don't you send some pounders down this way?
let's
do the music news. Here we go.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Preston gets thirsty, guys.
No, you know what? Marissa actually just loaded up our fridge. So,
oh, did she?
Yeah, we're good to go. We don't need more.
Nice.
Beer.
And it came out of her friend's backpack. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, we're good on potato chips.
Oh, my God. Mission Barbecue, God bless them. Last night, they brought by like tons of ribs and sausage and more potato chips than I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, they make their own potato chips. But we're sitting there. And Preston's on one end of the couch, and I'm on the other end of the couch, and the tray is so big that we're eating out of the same tray.
Yeah. And we're just reaching over blindly, grabbing potato chips and
what were you watching?
So
something on it was holiday-based, something.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot what it was. Yeah. All right, but anyway.
The Goldbergs.
We have our sponsor, the American Red Cross. Red Cross is facing severe blood shortage and is issuing an urgent call for eligible blood and platelet donors of all types to give now and help save lives. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED CROSS to make an appointment. Well, sorry, this is really cool. Green Day has become part of the latest unmanned mission to Mars. When the InSight probe landed on the red planet on Monday after a 6-month, 300 million mile trip, it was reported that a chip featuring the words Green Day since 1986 etched on it was included inside of the lander.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
The band posted a picture on Facebook with a caption talking about it, and they said that it was out of this world. It's unclear how the band managed to get the engraving placed onto the chip.
Did you see that picture of the satellite passing Mars?
Mm-mm.
It took a picture, like a selfie, basically, of the body of the satellite looking back at Mars.
That's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
The InSight probe will spend 2 years on the Martian surface, where it will look I'm sorry. Well, it will soon begin studying the interior of the planet to discover how celestial bodies with rocky surfaces are formed. The successful landing was the eighth in human history on Mars. Coldplay performed under the name Los Unidades and have released a new song called ELO in collaboration with Pharrell and rising Memphis rapper Jazzy. I know.
There's a lot going on in that sense.
The tune will appear on Global Citizen EP1,
released by Snuffleupagus Records.
A four-track disc that is an extension of the Global Citizen Festival and will be released November 30th via Atlantic Records.
Are you taking this down?
Please do, because I don't even remember what I just said.
Have any of you guys seen the Coldplay documentary that came out on, I think it's on Netflix?
I haven't, no. Is it good?
It's really good.
I heard it's sort of like it's candid.
It is, and it's the history of the band. It's 20 plus years or so, and but you guys like music documentaries. Whether or not you like the band, it's a cool historical look at their rise and, you know, the few times that they nearly broke up. It's a good documentary, yeah.
The EP will also feature Coldplay, Los Unidades, on two additional tracks called Timbuktu and Voodoo, on which they collaborate with additional artists such as British rapper Stormzy, Australian singer Jess Kent, and David Guetta. Is it Guetta?
I never know.
Guetta. Is it Guetta? Yeah. Guetta. It's Guetta. And others.
He left Swant.
Proceeds.
He went out on his own.
Went out on his own.
Swant.
Here, Swant is breaking up.
Proceeds will benefit Global Citizen's various efforts to end extreme poverty around the world by 2030. Metallica will release the limited edition vinyl set Helping Hands live and acoustic at the Masonic on February 1st, 2019. The double LP on 140-gram colored vinyl documents the inaugural Helping Hands Benefit Concert in San Francisco on November 3rd, and it features rare acoustic renditions of Metallica hits and deep cuts, along with covers of Deep Purple, Nazareth, Bob Seger, and Blue Oyster Cult classics. One last story. Axl Rose has thanked the group's Guns N' Roses fans and his bandmates for their support after his illness forced GNR to play an abbreviated show this past weekend in the United Arab Emirates. Despite the fact that he didn't feel well, Axl managed to perform more than half of the band's regular 28-song set on Sunday in Abu Dhabi before pulling the plug.
My tummy hurts! Do they know what he had?
No, I don't know.
I assume it's explosive diarrhea.
Ahead of Guns' concert in South Africa, Axl took to his Twitter account to write, "Want to thank all the fans, the band, and everyone for their concern and well wishes. In Johannesburg, we've plenty of time to be ready for the show. This flu or whatever is a wild ride comes in waves, or okay till you're not." No, you're okay till you're not.
Oh, okay.
He's using "you are" as in "you're."
He's very clever. You know, this is a new Axl.
Right? It is, yes.
Actually care and send notes to fans?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see the hat that he was wearing, the cowboy hat?
No.
It's almost like a Pharrell.
Really?
Giant cowboy hat.
Like a foam rubber one? Like Jim Carrey wears?
Not quite that, but I guess it's a fashion statement, but it's an oversized cowboy hat that
I'm
he's
a cowboy!
On stage at the piano.
I'm a rootin' tootin' cowboy.
Guns N' Roses will play its last show of 2018 on December 8th, and that will be in Honolulu. And that's it. That's all the music news that I have for you.
Please. Oh, again, they're cheering like wild. Unbelievable. The crowd is going crazy. They're fashioning a statue out of Preston.
Thank you, guys. Oh, shut up. I love you guys. No, we should take one more break.
We should.
Right now, I want to remind you, we're going to hand over the reins to Pierre in a little bit. So he's gonna hang, and we'll have lunch provided as well. And, in fact, coming by today will be Lee's Hoagie House. So if you need something to eat, hang out, enjoy Pierre's company, and then Jackson after that. It's an all-day affair. So we're excited to have you here. We'll take one more break. Come back in a second. Stay with us. And you guys still feel good, right?
Yeah.
Good. 93.3 WMMR, Camp Out for Hunger. We'll be right back.
The MMR mobile app. Use it to grab the MMR live stream and MMR audio on demand, including the Preston and Steve podcast. Bring up the live studio webcam, too. The MMR app is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatible, and it's free.
Oh, man. 93.3 WMMR. There was no way in hell I was going to interrupt the end of that song. Drop Dead Sexy, our band in the tent this morning.
That was pretty freaking amazing.
Their harmonies are incredible. They just pulled off a Queen. They did a couple of Queen songs, and they knock it out of the park.
Yeah. I almost wish we could have played the whole thing on it.
I know. Yeah. I know. Did you guys do Bohemian Rhapsody yet? Are you saving that one? Or are you not doing it today? That's what I figured. Okay, they've ended with that before, so maybe we'll get that in a moment when we wrap up. But they're just an incredible band, and we are on the verge of wrapping up for today. But that is only from our broadcast perspective, as we'll still be here collecting donations in the form of Pierre Robert, who will be here in just a little bit.
And that's the whole idea of the campout, right? Yeah. I mean, it's to keep things going. We're here, and we provide the location, and you come by, and that's the arrangement.
Yeah, and a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah,
and a little bit of something to eat, maybe. And that's what it's grown into over the years. It used to be, hey, thanks for coming by. We appreciate you being here. And then people would go on their way. And it turned out that people would kind of hang out for a little while. And we'd be like, okay, well, we need to supply some form of something to do.
Yeah, and a heated tent would be nice.
Yeah.
And also, honestly, there's so many moving parts to this. And there's people that you just see in passing, for example, like our volunteers out there who are doing that, or the people at the Acme Satellite Store.
Yeah.
That when I went over, to take my shower this morning,
yep.
They were there, sitting there waiting to get started. It's an amazing amount of people in the background. You take a walk behind this tent here, and there's a little city behind us of stuff going on. It's amazing.
Steve, I was looking out over the crowd during the wedding, and I woke up this morning, and it was just like scanning through Twitter and news, and there was so much negativity and so much BS. And then I looked out of the crowd during the wedding.
Yeah.
Everybody in the tent was smiling.
Yeah,
everybody was having a great time. It's just such a great vibe in this place. It's awesome.
I want to take this moment to apologize to listener Josh. He's been wearing this stupid Chewbacca head all morning long.
It's like 4:30.
And he didn't get to sit in the privilege section. He didn't get chosen.
It looks like Dumbaka, his slower cousin.
Yeah, it does. But it does stand out. So, Josh, I apologize. We'll make sure that we take care of you somehow or another for being a trooper. And he's got this wonderful sign that he made and everything. But, listen, some thank yous are in order. I want to thank Rodney McLeod of your Philadelphia Eagles for stopping by today.
Yeah.
They're hosting the Redskins on Monday night, and he played the drop quiz with us, so we raised some more food in that form of the Camp Out for Hunger Games with Bimbo Bakeries USA. And Casey, his charity event is next Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday, right here at Xfinity Live. So if you come here at any point after 6 p.m. with an unwrapped toy for his charity, it's CF Charities, cfcharity.org. And there will be other Eagles players here as well. So please come by. I'm going to actually help host the event. But Rodney has never balked at helping out the Preston and Steve show.
Yep.
So, in return, we would like to do as much as we can for him and his charity.
Yep. So thank you, Rodney. Also, thank you to the guys that made the wedding happen, the Philly Wedding Company, Reverend Patrick Loftus and Reverend Joe Sheridan, who were here this morning.
Yes. And actually, they seemed thrilled with the way everything went down. We weren't too blasphemous.
Yeah. And we have a whole list of people who helped out with that, and I hit it a few times today. So thanks again to all those, and we'll mention them when we have a moment later. And also thank you to, Steven Singer gave all of the couples wedding bands, all 60 couples.
Who saw that coming?
So cool of him.
I thought 10 was rather a lot when he first said that. I'm like, that's awesome.
Bands,
I did too. So thank you so much to Steven Singer Jewelers. You can get in touch with them at IHateStevenSinger.com or the other quarter of 8th and Walnut is their address. So we love that guy. And later on today, let's hit this, Nick, the Flyers event one more time, if you would.
Yes. So Claude Giroux, JVR, James Van Riemsdyk, and Travis Konecny will all be here. That's going to be from 2:45 to 3:45. We'll have a conversation with them, a little bit of an interview. And then if you make a donation of £50 or greater, and we will start collecting those at 1 p.m., the first 50 people who do that will get the opportunity to get a photo with those guys. So we're going to keep the interview relatively short so we can have enough time for the photos. But all three of those guys are going to be here 2:45 to 3:45 later today.
And then we're going to play a game of knockoff at noon. You need to come here by the first 50 people that make a decent donation and want to play this game over on the hardwood at Wells Fargo Center. We'll have a chance for you to win Sixers tickets down the road. And Casey's going to escort everybody over for that event.
I will.
Are you going to play as well?
I can't play because I'll win.
You can shoot around a little.
But I will shoot around a little bit, but then I got to go. I got to take my dog to the vet. But, and I love Knockout. I didn't even know that Knockout existed until a couple of years ago. My kids play it all the time.
It sounds very cool.
It's a fun game.
All right, let's welcome the man who's going to entertain you for the next few hours.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting legend. And I think he mugged Elton John on the way here this morning.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. Pierre Robert.
Wow.
Look at that.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
That is an amazing jacket you are wearing.
Yes.
Well, it's wedding day.
It is wedding day.
And as usual, I missed it. I'm ever so slightly behind.
Just a couple of hours, but it was glorious.
I thought it was going to happen right about now, so I brought my best wedding jacket.
Yeah.
It is my Liberace jacket. It has got enough sequins to light a small town.
Yes, it does.
And it is something I wore in honor of all those wedded couples, most of whom have already eloped, I guess. They're already on their honeymoon. Are there any wedded people still here?
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Some of them are still doing paperwork, I think.
Paperwork?
Yes. Yeah. Over, and they're, you know, having a little bit of breakfast and stuff over at Xfinity Live. Yeah,
they're actually married. So there's paperwork that comes along with
it.
Wow. They're actually doing it over there.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That was so much fun to listen to.
Cool.
And you're describing it, and I was trying to see it, and I was forming this because I didn't tune into the visual thing, so I was trying to form in my head the visuals of what it was looking like with all the mascots and all these people, you know, doing the giant I do and the wedding cake and all that stuff. Really, really cool.
It was wild, and I think, Preston, I think we both were thinking the same thing. At one point, it looked like, if you remember the old Sid and Marty Krofft shows, like H.R. Puff and stuff and all that stuff, it looked like a wedding that those guys put together.
Yeah. Right.
Because the mascots were all in the crowd jumping around. It was crazy.
I'm honestly shocked that it went off as well as it did.
I know.
It was so good. And it was
absolutely shocked.
It was a fun reception. Yeah. It was a fun party.
Well, I like how the preacher worked you guys into the, and now on behalf of the Commonwealth of the power bestowed to me upon the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and President Steve, I now pronounce you, partners, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Nice.
And that band
was amazing, unbelievable.
Yeah,
Drop Dead Set. They're amazing.
I just heard that whole little Queen set from backstage, and
Somebody Love was amazing, wasn't
it? Vocals, amazing. Who was singing on that?
All of them were, but I think it was Paul was doing.
You're good kids.
You're going places, kids.
We're gonna get them. You guys gonna play one more in a second here? They're gonna play one more after we wrap this up. So I think they're gonna hit us with a really big one. Which is pretty amazing.
Hey, Press, real quick before we get too far away from the wedding, I just wanted to thank one more time, just because we got the name wrong earlier. But Ariel Bridal and Ambler, they supplied the veils, and they are J.L. Johnson Bridal's veils, and they're made in North Dakota. And the company found out about the camp out and wanted to donate.
Are you kidding me?
No, and they looked awesome. I mean,
North Dakota?
They gave really good stuff.
Yeah, very good stuff. So I just wanted to make sure that we got their name correct. It's J.L. Johnson Bridal. So thank you to them.
Excellent. Wow. Pierre, we ought to do the letter today for that trip that we have to go away, right?
Exactly what I'm thinking, Prof.
Hit it, Jason.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the President and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter
E as in eternal love.
I love that. So we got three letters, two more to go. We're going to give away a trip for four to the premiere of Bumblebee on Sunday, December 9th in Hollywood, California, the TCL Chinese Theater. And the package includes four round-trip airline tickets, two nights hotel stay, admission for four to the premiere of Bumblebee, and a $500 Visa gift card. That's for ground transportation, sightseeing, and meals. You have to be at least 21 or older to win, and Bumblebee will be hitting theaters nationwide on December 21st. So the next few hours, this tent is yours, sir. What's coming up?
By the way, what a great prize that is.
Isn't it?
It is wonderful.
I mean, you guys have so many great prizes, but that's yet another one. A trip to Hollywood and to go to Grauman's Chinese Theater, or whatever it's called
Legendary.
Now. It's so cool.
I took
a
tour that last time we went to California. Yeah, it was like...
I've driven past it, but I've never taken a tour.
Like $10, and they take you around and show you the history of it. It's a gorgeous, ornate theater on the inside, so it's worth checking out. And seeing a movie there, they put like a big IMAX screen in there. It's really cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
On the program, we'll have a combination block of Pearl Jam and Soundgarden because it's Matt Cameron's birthday today, who has drummed for both bands. We were going to get to a block of Bruce yesterday, but I forgot it was Hendrix's birthday, so we put in Jimmy. We'll do the Bruce today. And Miles Kennedy is playing at the Queen in Wilmington tonight, so we'll do a combination block of songs that Miles sings on. And yet another pair of tickets for the Rolling Stones. Ooh. And the trick again will be to listen to Jackie Bam Bam's eloquent presentation of Stone's lyrics. And I will give you a little hint on that.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
That's how we've been doing it.
I love
Jackie,
it.
Jackie gives, in only Jackie style, the lyrics of a Rolling Stone song, a little piece of it, and you have to be the 50th caller and tell me the song that Jackie, and we'll give it to you a little. We'll give you one test, and then we'll play it again later.
Awesome.
Nice. Excellent.
And you, guys have Stone's tickets, too. Do you not? For In the Pit or something? Didn't
I'm
I hear
sure.
about that?
Maybe that's...
There's a promo running that says you do.
Wow.
Like tomorrow or...
Well, no, it's been running even since we announced the show. So listen to me all next week because I'll have tickets. And then Preston and Steve, as a special incentive, will have Rolling Stones tickets in the pit.
Well, we're going to find out. Wait, we're getting last word here?
Eric Unless that's been second. Changed.
He's got a mouthful of hummus.
Tomorrow's largest individual contribution... Donation will win those tickets.
Individual, company, what?
Individual.
So tomorrow's largest individual contribution, that'll be, so they'll have the whole day for that to be
all
day
tomorrow.
We'll pull and then we would announce that on Friday.
Yes, wow.
Or on Thursday. Yeah.
Individual.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
In the meantime, today we have for the largest individual donation, this is pretty cool too. You know, the Electric Factory, which is now the Franklin Music Hall, you get the golden ticket.
Oh, man.
But you get to go to any show in 2019.
So cool.
Yeah, so it's a pretty awesome deal. So we have great incentives each and every day.
And you'll be back in the 2 o'clock hour to talk sports, which I couldn't be thrilled more
You're
about.
Thrilled. That's yeah, right. absolutely.
That's
Hell
right.
yeah.
Flyers will be here. We'll talk
sports
to you.
Sports up, baby.
Sports up.
All right, Pierre Robert taking over next. So stick around and hang with our buddy. Your buddy, too. I'm going to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Also brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Plus Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. After Drop Dead Sexy Plays, we're going to come down and say hello to everybody. So if you want to meet, please hang out for a bit. We got a little bit to do. But tomorrow's program, you want to come by for this. One of our favorite events takes place tomorrow. We have the City 6 Papa Shot Championship. Mark Zumoff is going to be here doing the color commentary. But we have your 6 collegiate basketball coaches stopping by. Will Jay Wright win again this year? I don't know. Who won last year?
It was Steve Donahue. And guess what?
What?
He's not going to be here.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he unfortunately his wife was in a car accident, so he has she's okay.
She's okay.
But she can't drive, so he now has to take care of all of the responsibilities of getting the kids off to school in the morning.
Is he sending someone
he
in?
He is sending
bed?
Yeah, he's sending his assistant coach. So this leaves a door open.
It does
Jay to reclaim the championship.
Yeah. We'll see. That's gonna be tomorrow morning. Also, our good friend Dr. Mike Sirigliano is stopping by. If you've always wondered what that guy sounds or what he looks like after hearing that voice, Dr. Mike will be here.
Yeah.
And our good friend Michael Barkan is going to be stopping in. And our band tomorrow is an awesome group named Jameson. They've played the camp out before. So that is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great weekend. And we'll see. Not a weekend.
Yes.
Not yet.
A great day. Wednesday.
Yeah. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
One more time. We leave you with Drop Dead Sexy. Bye-bye, gang. Thanks for being here.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Really? You just have to sweep the side of the Schuylkill on a Wednesday morning? That couldn't be done at a more convenient time for people who have to get to work?
Next message.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. So many people are getting married and everyone is just full of love and the holiday season, it's amazing.
Next message.
I don't care if you have somewhere to go. If I have the green light, you can go yourselves in your crosswalk. I will run you the over and drag you onto the bridge with me.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.